Biafrans, wherever you are on this very planet, once again, it is our delight and pleasure to welcome each and every one of you on this very day. Today's date is the 14th day of March in the year of our Lord 2015. We were here this morning. We are back here again this very evening to continue the ceaseless propagation of this very gospel that will restore God's kingdom upon the face of this very earth. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our brethren in the far eastern part of the world, all through that stretch, running from Australia to Taiwan to Japan to the Philippines to Singapore, all over those places. There are people listening to Radio Biafra right now, the same way there are people in Biafra land listening to Radio Biafra via CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. We are also on satellite, and Radio Biafra is also online. We are continuing our work. The time here now is 16 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, 16 minutes past 8 p.m. in Biafra land, and the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you may be. I commend all the people looking after our relay stations in Enugu and in Aba today. There was a slight hiccup and they fixed it immediately. I don't know what is happening to Onitsha. I don't know why the uptake in Onitsha is so poor and so slow. I don't know. People are giving excuses for them. I don't understand. But I was of the opinion and impression that once you are confronted by the truth, you will be able to understand and grasp it immediately. The same way we have pledged to do here every blessed morning, every blessed evening, that this very message of truth must be preached without fear. We don't care who is upset. We don't care who is annoyed by what we are doing. As long as we are preaching the gospel in truth and honesty, then Biafra will come. As soon as the barrister is able to join us, I will very gladly welcome him. Wherever you are, once again, regardless of where you are domiciled, irrespective of the continent that you're in, the country, the town, the city, it doesn't matter to us. Once you are close to CHK 97.6 Biafra FM, then you are part of us this very evening. If you are close to your satellite, it means you're somewhere in Africa, the Middle East, and also Southern Europe. If you are online, that means anywhere you are on this planet, you will be able to receive us this very day. Therefore, you will go out. It is your responsibility. I'm not asking you to go out literally outside the door. I am asking you to pick up your phone, use whatever media platform you run, announce it to the whole world. Tell them you're listening to Radio Biafra. You will tell them we are live at this very precise moment and direct and very short. We will open our lines to take your calls. Our phones don't stop ringing anymore. The stations in Biafra land are running 24/7, most of them, so we don't rest anymore. The phones now ring 24 hours every blessed day. I have never had to charge a phone 4 times in my life before, but this one, we are having to charge our phone every five hours. You must charge it because it's drained. Even if we don't take the calls, the volume of calls coming in, I don't know. Our people are waking up. But of course, we must always be very, very mindful. We must be very, very watchful about the workers of iniquity because they will come. As we are, anywhere you see the gospel, Satan is not far behind. I'm telling you. So all of you must be very, very vigilant. Very, very vigilant. Because as we are spreading this very gospel, there are people hell-bent on making sure that we remain slaves inside the zoo called Nigeria. They will come to you. They will try to deceive you. They will lie to you. They will try to, mispresent the facts that are obvious. You must be wary of them. These people, they will go about, they will be looking for places where they can hire a studio. They are looking for places where somebody, what they have done is that some of the broadcasters they have inside Biafra land, I wouldn't say in the zoo, I would say, because they're not Biafrans, they are conniving with themselves to see if there are people who can present some kind of, sensible argument against what we are proposing. Some of them will go, the same way Owazurike is using the name of Biafra to go and deceive, to cheat, to kidnap, and to kill. These people will come as people who are a bit sensible. Oh, we don't want to go to war. We want to be here and be slaves. We don't want to go to war. We want to use diplomacy. And we have reminded them times without number. Aburi was negotiated diplomatically. The zoo did not honor it. A country that is lawless, a country that doesn't obey even basic laws, there is no way that country will ever, ever abide to any treaty. Impossible. That is why we are being very, very careful in what we do. We plan our approach, we marshal it out, and it is working. That is why people must be warned. Oh, when they will come out. They will try to convince you. They will try to twist your mind. That is in their nature. As soon as Yahweh Heshua finished fasting in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. As soon as he stepped out to begin his ministry, the first thing he encountered was Satan. As soon as Chukwu Abiama built the perfect habitation for man, Satan came to deceive Eve. So we are told. As soon as Yahweh Heshua left the wilderness to come to preach his gospel, the first thing that confronted him was Satan again in the form of a serpent. There will always be serpents around you. Anywhere you see the good news, don't look too far. You will see satanic influences in the ocean and the armor. People who have failed, they will come after you. If you allow them to enter into your mind, as they did with some of you in Barcelona and in China, where are you today? If you allow these people to get into your mind, because they have been begging through the back door, they don't tell you that they are begging us. They will come to beg. Oh, please include us. We say no to them because your hands are tainted. You are part of APC Boko Haram. You must be very, very careful. You must be very, very vigilant. Of course, whatever they say may appeal to some of you. Some of you, it may appeal to you, but it doesn't appeal to us. Here we speak the truth always. We don't give a toss as to what people feel is irrelevant to us. Are we speaking the truth? That is the key. That is how we want to be judged. That is the yardstick which we wish to be measured with. Are they speaking the truth? If the answer to that is yes, then this is where we all belong. Because we didn't start it. Our ancestors said, "Eziokubundo, truth is life." If you abandon truth, you're not going anywhere. If you want the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, you come to Radio Biafra. Anything else is garbage. We welcome you. And we offer praise as always to Chukwu Abiam, the maker of the heavens and the earth, to come as he always does, to abide with us throughout this very project until his kingdom comes here on this very earth and even beyond. That is why every glory and honor will go to his magnificent name now and forever. The barrister has come to me and the barrister will wait for me. Because we are live and interactive this very evening, as always. We will take your calls abundantly. I have cut down the number of news we are going to present this evening and the length of time it will take us to analyze it to accommodate as many calls as possible. People don't allow us to rest. Calls, calls, calls all the time. And I say to them, if you have anything to say, say it live on air, because here we have no secret. The only secret we have is our strategy and our approach, how we are going to overturn the Zoological Republic and how we are going to chase them into oblivion, because once we commence, we never stop. We will never, ever stop. Heaven knows we can never stop. That is why we are here. And this is Radio Biafra once again on CHK 97.6. We are on satellite. We are online. RadioBiafra.co. We are on IPOB.org. We are on IndigenousPeopleOfBiafra.org. We happen to be on TuneIn.com. Radio Biafra is on RadioForest.net. We are lastly, but not the least, on RBLWorld.tv. RBLWorld.tv, please try and go there. If you have not downloaded TuneIn app, try and do so as well. We are live, we are direct. When our lines open, I will be at liberty to give you the numbers. But for now, my name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, by the special grace of heaven, a servant, a very loyal servant, an absolutely loyal and dedicated servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. So I will also place Barrister Mamezu in that very bracket, a loyal servant, your own son, of course, who will always serve you from now till forever. Barrister is with me. I will ask him to also acknowledge all of you, whatever you may be. Barrister, if you can hear me, you may please proceed.
Barrister, good evening.
Good evening, Barrister.
All you said, all the prayers, I will say, are for... That is our agreement.
Thank you.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. We are again on air, talking for the goodness of mankind. Not only for Biafra, not only for Africans, but for the world. Because we are engaged with the world. A lot of people are listening. Most of them chose not to ring, but to keep their head down and to carry on listening to what we're doing. Before the end of today, you will see how many who will call you to say that they are first... Listeners, first-time callers, Radio Biafra is generating hopes and aspiration of people. It's not only Biafrans that are victimized. I went out yesterday with my Free Biafra, a Turkish guy from Kurdish section called me. We are also asking for our own independence. I support what you guys are doing. And so for you have said it. Fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, it's not only us that are victimized. Most people who are victimized, separated, destroyed, are rebuilding their empires. Why can't we do our own? If we can't, it shows that we are illiterate. Because the reason for studying is to present light for your people. Now, all of us will not be dumbs. All of us cannot be stupid at the same time. The reason why we talk via Radio Biafra to all of you is to bring out the light that our forefathers did not see at the beginning. That you are in your own country, somebody asked you to get out and put something else. None of you should ever accept something like that ever in your lives again. You are in your own kingdom. Somebody came and destroyed it. And replaced it with something else that you don't know. Something that has been killing you up to today. Never again shall Biafrans allow such calamitous, iniquitous act against our people. This will be the last and the end of anybody trespassing and influencing our people. But for now, we are trying to gather all of you to generate the momentum inside you that we are Biafrans. We are resilient. Chilobe and our chief engineer, Dr. Iranya, they were talking about the same cleverness of the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, which I always argue with the director about. He keep telling me that the Hausas are clever, they are intelligent. I said, no, they are slimy, they are crafty. They are not intelligent because they have been propelled by the British. If you take an aircraft up, you might think you are the pilot. No, but it's not the person with the computer down is the one controlling you in the air, because when a pilot is on the air, it doesn't see anything. It's the computer that directs you, that takes you up and brings you down. So when Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are steaming, you cannot see that. Even Uchemefo was laughing at the comment. An intelligent person cannot make a comment and you start laughing. It shows that they are not intelligent. Putting the sea act for you, telling you that your Biafra oil is your oil. An intelligent person cannot make such statements. I tell you, Director, the people with us are with us because the British people put them there and they are guiding them. They are telling, guiding them, and they are spoon-feeding them on how to do things. Buhari came here, left. Since then, he remained calm because he has received assurances from here in Britain. So when you're dealing with such people, you cannot tell me they are clever. People who cannot manufacture anything, they have no technical brain, they have no anything. Because they are stealing from you and controlling your economy. You think they are more clever than you. I refute this particular argument to date. Good evening, dear friends. Nobody is clever than you. It's just that you are not bringing out the best in you. This time, we shall see your best. And when I preach, I underline it. Director, I'll be here for the news. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Barrister. I know you will be. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we welcome each and every one of you. And if you are not used to, if you are not accustomed to telling people that we are live on air, if you are not accustomed to telling those around you, informing them that we are live, that we are direct, then that is something you must begin to do as a matter of extreme urgency. You must let people understand what we are doing. You must bring them to the knowledge of this very work that we are doing, and also that Chukwu Abiama is God. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We had a very slight problem there, but we've managed to fix it. For some reason, the feed into our system just stopped. All the dark arts of those of them from the entity of darkness. But as always, we prevail. Eventually, we win. We are back on and will remain here until we have taken as many calls as possible, until we have finished our presentation this evening, until this very gospel of heaven has been preached here, until we have done what is right before heaven and before this very earth. And that is why we are going to remain here until Biafra comes and beyond. Therefore, everybody who is working very, very hard for Biafra not to emerge, you are wasting your time. I have had to increase the volume. I have had to even increase the volume that all of them working against this very effort, ordained by heaven, will be able to hear us. When we tell them that we are incorruptible, they don't understand it. When we tell them we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, do they understand it? The highest you can do is to go a cash resource without proof. You will run around, go and pay money to hackers to hack our systems. You can go and pay people, radio stations owned by agents of Hausa Fulani, to pretend you are Biafrans when you are not. You can go about running about on the street with Biafran t-shirt. It doesn't mean Biafra will come. What determines the coming of Biafra is the approach and the strategy you deploy at the right time, being able to make the right call at the right time. People are tired of Biafra, of Futufunyo. You go forward, you go backwards, you go forwards, you go sideways. Rubbish. Here we only go forward. And even our enemies understand that. They know they can never prevail. That is why Radio Biafra is live right now. We are direct. We are coming to you live and direct. The time here now is, say, 20 minutes to 8 p.m. in the evening, 20 minutes to 9 in Biafra land. We are live and direct. Don't worry about that. And we are coming to you with everything that we have got. Everything in our arsenal, we are coming with it this very evening, all over the world, for mankind to bear witness to what is to come. You must bear witness to what is to come, because nothing is going to stop it. There is nothing on earth capable of stopping this very much, that the kingdom of heaven may be able to come, and you will see it. And then tell your children about it. Your children will tell their own children. And they in turn will say that the Lord was good to them in the time of their fathers. And so will worship Chukwu Abiama forever and ever. The mistakes of the past will not be repeated here. Starting with understanding who we are. Understanding who we are means making sure that Chukwu Abiama takes the praise all the time, no matter what we do. No matter what happens, in every tribulation, in every situation, in every joyful moment, whatever you encounter in pursuit of this noble enterprise is the will of heaven, as long as your hands are clean. We must continue. By way of headlines this evening, after the headlines, we give you our summary. We will then announce the numbers with which you can get hold of us, and then our lines will open. Adewole is a Yoruba name and a Yoruba man. Raises alarm over uneven distribution of PVCs in Lagos. We have been lamenting on the shortcomings of the preparations for this festival of death that they call election coming up. We don't call it election. We call it a festival of slaughter and mayhem. A festival of death. The incompetency of INEC is there for the world to see. I have never heard anybody around the world say that the arrangement is so shambolic it will lead to chaos. No one is saying that. Apart from Radio Biafra. We are warning the whole world that Nigeria, the zoo, is so corrupt and so evil that all the arrangements they are making to conduct elections will lead to death of thousands of people. We are warning it now so you understand. Some of you may not appreciate what we are saying, but we are warning you nonetheless. We are making it clear to all of you that if you don't stop this election, people will die for no reason. For no reason. Down to the incompetency of an Awosa appointed man, Jega. Down to the corruption in the zoo as embodied in the House of Assembly. down to the hopelessness of the president of the Zoological Republic, Goodluck Jonathan, who himself is a zoologist. All these things are conspiring. All these things are coming together to make sure that as many of you will die on the 28th as possible. You will die off. Go and try and see now what will happen to you. You will come. Some of you are so hungry, you will take 1,000 naira. We are pursuing Biafra. You must understand that. Our aim, our mission, our goal is Biafra. If there is any attempt from anybody, you must warn your children. If there is any attempt by anybody allowing themselves to be used to make sure that Nigeria continues, we will see you as an enemy of our people. And you will fall. Our enemies will testify to this. When we commence, we never ever stop anything we are doing. Once we start, we never stop. They must understand that. INEC has not even distributed voter cards properly. They give to APC, they don't give to PDP. They give to PDP, they don't give to Labour Party. These things have been happening. We have been lamenting on these things. Everybody appears to be, to be a mumu. You claim you don't know what is happening. Someone has spoken. During the news detail, we shall bring to you exactly what he has said. But we are warning the whole world that the bonfire they are about to light up in the zoo come the 28th, you will see what will happen. This is 2015, the year for the breakup of the zoo. And it will not disappoint. I can assure you. They tried to hold a debate in Imo State. It ended in a fiasco. Absolute fiasco. When I call them baboons and monkeys, some people grumble. Oh, why are you calling us baboons and monkeys? You can't even hold a debate. If you cannot hold a debate, how can you run a government? How do you even begin to understand the meaning of democracy? Sometimes you take calls and people say, oh, cut him off, cut her off. They shouldn't be here. You don't know democracy. Democracy means you hear the things you want to hear and you also hear the things you don't want to hear. They are the joys of democracy. Freedom of speech and expression demands that you listen to the good and to the bad as well. You weigh it up and then you make up your mind. They couldn't even hold ordinary debate, talk less of holding election in the Zoological Republic. If you're listening from Owerri and its environs, they call him a state. Don't go out to vote. What Okorocha is doing with you people is experimentation. Somebody sent me an information, and if you are listening on WhatsApp, send that information to me via inbox regarding what one of us was saying, a serving soldier. He said he couldn't believe that soldiers drove out to go and kill Biafran people and come back. He was, oh my goodness me. I want that information sent to me via inbox. Two people sent it to me. One is from the zoo and one is from the UK here. Send it to my inbox on Facebook. That's where I need it to be. Because the telephone we are using to take WhatsApp messages, calls, there are about over 100 calls queuing and waiting. Once one stops ringing, the next one begins to ring. At a time, the phone will say it has gone off, but it's on. Send it to me via inbox. People are trying to conduct elections when they can't even hold a debate. If you can't hold a debate, how are you going to agree or accept the outcome of the election if you cannot at least bow to superior reason and argument? Unbelievable. There is something unique happening in Abia State. When we announced this thing the other day, when every time people take what we say on Radio Biafra for granted, because we are not Yoruba people. Therefore, what we say, you take it for granted. But we are telling you today that there is something happening in Abia State that goes to confirm what I told you before, that Theodorji is a mutupak tout. When we said this, people don't quite grasp it. Oh, on a pari, huh? On a pari, huh? Do you know what this man has done? A sitting governor. Oh, Mbakwe, sorry. Dr. Michael Okpara, we apologize. This very generation, unless this generation produces Biafra, unless we are tenacious enough to take what belongs to us, I'm telling you, this will rank as the worst generation to have ever come in Biafra land. That talk and does nothing. Do you know what they're doing in Abia State? Do you know what is happening in Omai? You don't know, but we'll tell you. Workers are now being balloted as to who is going to be paid. They draw a lot. They throw in, get paid, don't get paid. Yes or no. If you dig your hand inside the bowl, if you pick out no, it means you won't get your salary. If you pick up yes, then they will pay you your salary. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Lottery. To get your salary, you have to enter into who wants to be a salaried civil servant. Because you can never be a millionaire. Are people actually following what I'm talking about here? Or am I talking to myself? I will repeat. If you want to get paid in, there is a place called Abia State. The person in charge is called Theodore Oji. Ochendo Global, that's his name. Even from his nickname, you can tell that the man is lower than he would have packed out. This man called Theodore Oji has now introduced a new system of paying people and not paying them. I am owing you salary of 5 months. For you to get paid out of 1 month of the 5 months I'm owing you, you now have to go into a secret ballot. But only this time, they are better organized than INEC. Do you know what the ballot is? You draw a lot. You dig your hand inside a big basket. If you pick no, no salary for you. If you pick yes, they pay you. Have you? Hey, my God, when I say we are monkeys, people don't understand. When I say that these people are baboons, people don't understand. They say the language we use, is this the behavior of a human being? Just answer me. Is this the behavior of a human being? Before somebody can feed, you have worked. So, Theodore Oji, why don't you go and they do a ballot at Abuja? If you dig your hand in, they give you allocation. If not, if you get no allocation for you. Do you see how wicked Igbo people are? Can you begin to witness the level of wickedness and evil embodied in one human being? I thought Ojo Zokalo was bad. I never thought in my life that anybody can surpass him. Ojo Zokalo is Angel Michael. Angel Michael, not only compared to Theodore Oji. Oji Zokalo is a saint compared to Theodore Oji. Chineken na meluna bere. If not for this job, I'm telling you, I will disown you people and I will never see that land again. If I die outside, I will say I want to be buried outside. What Satan is doing with our land, what Ekwensu is doing with politicians in Igbo land, what the devil is doing with these people of God, Rehanama, what Satan is doing with them, families are being destroyed and ruined by the behavior of people who want to steal, and they steal, and they steal, and they keep stealing. There is no end in sight. There is a ballot. If you're lucky, you get paid your salary. If you're not, you don't get paid. And they have children. That is, I don't know why people don't think. Even the stupid, useless students in Imo State University, some of them collapsed. There was a stampede. They gave them fake laptops. Plastic. They were jumping up and down. As you're taking this plastic, fake laptop from Okorocha, you don't know that there is a family you are denying food. There is a 4-year-old, 8-year-old, 11-year-old who cannot sleep because their stomach is turning. They are hungry. The money that should have been used to pay them their salary Okorocha used to go to God knows where to import plastic that looks like laptop to give to all of you. And you accept and you're jumping up and down. You cannot ask Okorocha as students should. Every meaningful student should ask him, but excuse me, sir. How about the salary of the workers here? How about the salary of our parents? Because that is how Biafra is known in the past. Everything is our. When you give birth to a child, they said the child belongs to everybody. How about our parents? How are they going to feed Okorocha if they don't have salary? How can they feed the children? Now you understand, don't you? Before, you never understood it. You cannot come out and give away fake plastic laptops and then you are starving families to death. That is evil. Both those giving and those taking, they are all evil. They corrupt our children very early. From university, they are removing your... From university level, they are taking away your conscience. You don't have conscience anymore. Because it doesn't matter to you if they have taken the salary of a civil servant to give to you to buy you a laptop. It doesn't matter. And not all of them got it. They only gave it to faculty heads in the school. Not all of them. They rented the mob. The same thing happened at Enugu. We are getting the report at Enugu that the person they have said is going to take over from Sullivan Chime. They know who has won already. No election, but they know the winner. He came to a market in Enugu. They forced people to close their shop to come and see him outside. What manner of people are these? Now, do you see why I say that we are monkeys and baboons? Do you see the reason why? We just don't say these things to insult anybody or to slight them. From your behavior, from how you behave, is what makes you a monkey and a baboon. Very sad indeed. Very, very sad. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the first time, we are on our news headlines. Very, very shortly, the accompanying news summary will follow. We do apologize for the slight disruption earlier. Enemies and criminals and vagabonds, we are trying to stop what we are doing, but we are continuing. We are relentless in our pursuit. We know what we are doing because Biafra is going to come at the end of it. Wherever you are, very, very important, you adhere to this. If you are not part of a family, go and belong to one. Go and belong to a Biafran family where you are. It pays to be part of the family. We are here to show you your brothers and your sisters, your uncles and your cousins. That's what we're here to do. To bring all of you together in truth and in honesty. We are reporting this evening that the federal government of the Zoological Republic, they have now ordered the Inspector General of Police, the highest ranking police officer, to hand over Saraki money laundering case file. And people still ask, what is it that Radio Biafra is doing? We are putting the heat on these criminals. They can't sleep because they know that every government in the world is listening. They know that Radio Biafra is international. It is global. They can't hide anymore. So after our broadcast, American senators are calling them, asking them, what are you doing? We heard about this particular corruption case. What are you doing? Now they're going to IG and you're asking us, what is Radio Biafra doing? Without the pressure we are putting on these people, do you think that they will ask them to look at Saraki's file? Have they investigated any Yoruba man before? I mean the government of the Zoological Republic. Their worst nightmare is Radio Biafra. Because we're not going anywhere. We're not going to go away. They will go away, but we are not. We are here on. If they have any brain, if they want all these things to stop, if they want us to stop exposing them, then they must. Now, it's not in their gift to give us Biafra. They must just take themselves back to where they come from, the desert, sand and flies from whence they came. They want the Yoruba man's file handed over to them. Fraud! These are politicians. Every politician is embroiled in one fraud or the other. There is no politician in the zoo, from ordinary councillor, ward councillor, to the president. Everybody is a thief. They have their hand in one thing or the other. And because the average black person, that is the truth, if you like it or not, does not have any conscience. Black people do not have conscience. Because if you do, there is no way you will go out to vote. Do you want all this nonsense to stop? Do you want to get Biafra? Do you want this corruption and looting and mayhem to come to an end? Then do not vote. If you want to challenge us on that, pick up the phone and call when the line's open so we can debate it as a separate topic altogether. Niger Delta demands 40% ownership of their oil. About time. About time, isn't it? Because right now, they control next to zero. In fact, they control minus. Because the land is being polluted. And Imo State is in Niger Delta, so is Abia State as well. So is Anambra too, isn't it? Or is Yoruba trying to change the name of Biafra to Niger Delta? Is that what they're trying to do? But we won't let them. Biafrans demand 40% ownership of their oil. That is what the headline should read. Biafrans. Now they are becoming bold, isn't it? We said, with the truth only, we will set the zoo on fire. And that is exactly what we are doing. And we are not relenting in that particular endeavor. Protesting workers paralyze Enugu Psychiatric Hospital over poor welfare. Everywhere there is the hand of Satan. Everything is going down the drain. There is wickedness. People who have mental problems, they are being abandoned. The wickedness is unquantifiable. You cannot begin to quantify it. The wickedness that a black person embodies. Oral. Wickedness. I don't know why black people are so evil and wicked. Where did you people get your wickedness from? If not from Satan. No wonder people justified apartheid South Africa. I remember some white supremacists in South Africa saying that black people are suffering because they are evil. No wonder white Europeans painted the Satan as black. You people must change. You must try to be slightly compassionate. Look at somebody else suffering as your own. Think to yourself, oh, if circumstances were slightly different, I could be in that person's position. Enugu Psychiatric Hospital, abandoned, and people are sleeping in their own field. That is how wicked you people are. Ndorora lakunubu. People are evil. Evil. You think I will spare you? You must be dreaming. Then that means you don't know Radio Biafra. It takes extraordinary wickedness for you to abandon people who are sick, to abandon people with mental problems. You have to be callous beyond description. That is why Africa is so poor. That is why when you go to America, they call you nigger and they put you down. The problem is from you, not from white man. There is a wickedness you harbor inside you. There is an evil person. There is something inside you that is evil, satanic. Go and remove it. What you're doing to mentally deranged patients at Psychiatric Hospital Enugu, white people will not do it to their own people. They can experiment with them, but at least, even during Victorian times, they had sanatoriums, they had hospitals to take care of people. I'm talking about 120 years ago, 130 years ago. Over 100 years ago, they were taking care of their mentally deranged patients. 21st century in Enugu. You can't take care of people who are ill. That means you are very, very wicked. And that is why Africa is poor. The wickedness of the black man. That's why Africa is poor. You won't understand it. What baffles me is that they don't understand. Those running out on the street to Wazirike, they don't understand the evil they are causing. That is what pains me. Black people. May Chukwu Abiyama have mercy on all of you. My only consolation is that I'm hoping that as soon as Biafra comes, things will be different. That's all. If not, I'm telling you the truth. Before God and man. I won't know any of you. I don't like people who are wicked. I don't like people who are... A girl was shot dead yesterday, a little girl in Lagos. By armed robbers, 3 bullets from armed robbers. Why? Because this little girl was outside hawking, selling something so that they can feed. When she was meant to be in a classroom somewhere studying. Had that girl been in a school studying, would she have been killed yesterday? The answer is no. Betty, will you think about it? Oh, how about if this had been my daughter? It is that aspect in a black man that worries me. No black man can come and see a child suffering and say, oh, this could have been Angoreka, my daughter. Oh, let us do something about it and become charitable. It is only yourself and your family. Innate wickedness. That is why Chukwu Abiam abandoned Africa. You people are evil. Wickedness beyond description. Unless you change, you will continue to be the bottom of the pile. We are crying all over Europe. We are running about begging for paper. All of us, we all begged for papers. Everybody looking, begging and pleading for paper. Everybody. I did the same thing. You have to beg for paper. And they gave us. And I'm telling you today, if black Africans were to be in the positions of white Europeans, if you come to ask them for paper, they will kill you and use your body for ritual purposes. I'm telling you. That is how wicked people are. Unless you remove that wickedness from your heart, Obiunululilu, you people are evil. You are abandoning people who are mad. Mental problem at Enugu. Chineke menune bere. I can never be that wicked. It's impossible. Impossible, I can never be. That is why I worship Chukwu Abiam for making me the best. I can never be that callous. Why do you think we are doing what we are doing? I was fed up of people coming. I have headache. I have to go to hospital. I went there. I don't have money for card. They sent me home. My friend, she called your happy hero. Perhaps you call him. His friend died in Lagos in 1999 because they could not raise money to pay deposit in front of my eyes. The girl died. The doctors were not moved. The doctor did not even behave as if not. From that very day, something happened to me. I said, anything I can do not to witness this type of behavior in people, that I will do it. I'm telling you the truth. There is an evil about black people. You see good, you want to do bad. You see good, you have an opportunity to do what is right. But evil keeps calling you. Satan will keep calling you and you keep answering. And that's why you're poor. Enugu protesting workers paralyze the psychiatric hospital. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. Bomb blast again every day. Go and vote now. There is bomb blast today, I will tell you people. And Boko Haram have sent their people waiting for all of you. 28, everywhere you'll be falling. Some of you get missing. Oh, we must go and vote now. Who are they? And then you will die. And as one man did somewhere in Ongwa, you go, your family will look for something to sell. Maybe they will sell land. If they don't see land, they will sell the youngest boy or girl in the family to go and give you a befitting burial in the area. Bomb blast rocks refugee camp in Maiduguri. Everywhere they are killing or slaughtering them in droves. Mad people. These are the people you're in the same country with. Court card readers. Court is being asked to stop INEC from their card reader nonsense, shambolic garbage. People don't campaign. In Africa, people should be going out to campaign to debate ideas. This is what we can do to make things better. Instead, they're planning how to rig the election. Oyibo is planning how to debate ideas. What is the best defense policy? What is the best way to fund our school system, our hospitals? In America, I'm sure some of you must have heard about Obamacare, healthcare. People are busy debating, how do we treat our people when they fall sick? Have you not heard of healthcare in America before the debate? The Obamacare issue? What do you think it's all about? Do you think it's about allocation and sharing money? I'm asking the whole of Africa, the politicians in the whole of Black Africa, useless people. Useless, hopeless people. I don't know why even God created some of you. I have no idea. Do you know what Obamacare is? Do you know what the healthcare reform in America is? Some of you have you listened to Miliband and Cameron debate here about health service, NHS? I'm sure you've heard about NHS. Do you know what it's about? They are discussing how best to treat their citizens when they fall sick. You don't know that? Oh, this UG. Black. This UG. As I said to Chukwu Abia, I wouldn't have done this job. I never knew it was this difficult to get people that say they are human beings to reason and have compassion for people who are less fortunate. That is our creed here. To be in front of our enemies without fear. I am never afraid of anything in my life. It's impossible to be. Caution, perhaps. Fear, impossible. To tell the truth always, no matter the consequences, the truth must be spoken. To help those who are unable to help themselves. To bring hope to the... What do you think it means? Do you think it's just to say it without doing something? We are fighting for Biafra. So everybody will have a decent life, the same type of life that my child is enjoying. I want every child born of every woman to have the same right. I remember when we were small, some will be riding chopper, others will not have. Some parents will buy ordinary mawale kreja, and I manage kuya. Others won't have. It will never occur to somebody living at GRA to say, but this bicycle, my child, okay, why don't other children have it as well? This boy, it's making him happy, and there are other children. It will also bring joy to them. That is how human beings reason. But in our place, I am the only man with upstairs in my village. You are boasting that you are the only person that can afford to feed properly in your village. And you think you're a human being. We have to point all these things out so you understand in a holistic manner what Biafra is all about. So when we say it is the kingdom of heaven on earth, you understand that it is exactly that, where there will be care and compassion, where you don't need to put pressure on anybody, where there will be truthfulness, where there will be uprightness before God and before man. That is why we are here. And that is why we know that Biafra is going to come. Biafra will come. We continue this very day. We are worried about the number of killings in River State. Political killings. You kill me, I kill you in River State. Chibika Mechi and Awosa people are killing your people in River State. And what are you going to do about it? Nothing, I presume. We continue. We must continue. We need to continue. STF blamed for Plateau killings. Whatever ST is a special task force. They send soldiers to go and defend people. We are letting the world know that Nigerian soldiers specialize in killing ordinary people without any provocation. Special task force comprising of army and police are busy killing people in Plateau. So if a Boko Haram person wants to go and kill people, he will just join the Nigerian army or Nigerian police. He will look, there's nobody, who just shoot you dead. That's it. We are telling the world that we cannot continue this way. There is no, you people are forcing us to live in conditions that you yourselves cannot live under. If you want to know what the zoo is like, come and stay there for a week. You will understand it. We cannot continue this way. We are letting humanity understand that. So just killing ordinary people. For no reason. They are not Boko Haram. No, in Plateau. If they see you, they kill you. Amazing stuff. Amazing. Mrs. Jonathan said, my husband must complete his 2 terms. Why would she say that? Before, but hopefully, before her husband finishes, then her English will improve tremendously. Who knows? One day, her grammar will improve. 4 Edo local governments yet to get PVCs. They are planning to have elections. There are 4 local governments at least identified where there are no votes. And mind you, you cannot vote without voter card. I don't know how you intend to do that. Only in the zoo. The news in greater detail, please. Wherever you are, we are live and direct. The time here now is 13 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening, and the whole world is listening. And this is Radio Biafra. If you don't know before, this is Radio Biafra. If you're listening to us, you are privileged. You are blessed because you are listening to a gospel and broadcast that humanity never experienced before. So indeed, you are blessed. Because after this evening's broadcast, you will find out that your thinking capacity would have, you know, expanded exponentially. You will testify to that. The news in greater detail. The senatorial candidate of the PDP for Lagos West, Segun Adewole, has raised alarm over what he described as uneven distribution of voter cards in the constituencies where he is contesting election. He spoke to a newspaper at his campaign office during an interview. He said that the distribution of PVC so far favored members of the ruling APC. Wherever you are, you prepare to rig. The power of incumbency in the Western world means you can use every lever of office to promote policies that will be people friendly, that the people will receive and then vote you in. That is the meaning of power of incumbency. But in Africa, power of incumbency means to intimidate, to imprison, to steal, to harass your political opponents. That's what they're doing there. Power of incumbency. APC is in charge in Lagos State. Because of that, wherever they feel that the other candidates, they have stronghold, no PVC for them. After all, Atahiru Jega is a Hausa man. Everybody wants... They are Muslims. Every Muslim wants a Muslim to rule over him. It's in their Quran. It's in the Quran. If you're a Muslim, you have to rule over a Muslim. Mad people. Mad, mad people. And they say you are a one Nigeria. Lunatics. The political debate for governorship candidates in Imo State organized by the Catholic Archdiocese of Owerri was disrupted yesterday as supporters of PDP clashed with those of APC. The PDP supporters, mostly women clad in black attire, had arrived at the popular Odenigbo Arena venue for the debate with whistles and red cards, while other supporters with green cards believed to be supporters of APC were also ready to counter their actions. Baboons and monkeys. People think you're joking. You dress as referees, all the women hired to come. So, as you're raising your red card, did you listen to the debate? No. Do you know who has a better policy? No. Do they even have manifesto? No. But you're going to vote? Yes. That is why I said, when Biafra comes at the highest university in Biafra land, which will be well-funded, we will have a department that looks at ignorance and stupidity of a black man as a course. If you want to go to, you can get PhD on it. Ignorance and stupidity. You went for debate with whistle. How can you hear? Some people call us here, please turn your, they won't listen. Turn it down, they will never listen until we cut them off. You went to listen to a political debate with whistle. Are you going to a football match? You're going to referee a football match? Do you see how the reason? So you people don't know that political debate is there for you to learn what each person is saying, so you understand them very well, so you know who to vote for. You don't know that? Oh, Chineke na menuna nyebe. Chukwu Abiamba, please have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. And then we come to Abia State, the most intellectually backward state in the whole world. Why? Because of the fool that is in charge of Abia State. I know that politicians in the zoo and governors are corrupt. I know they are incompetent. I know they are inept. But somebody has taken it to a very deplorable new level. Theodore Oji of Abia State. The man that turned Aba into a graveyard. The man that turned Aba into a dustbin. Aba was competing with Onitsha. Aba was vibrant, manufacturing shoes and every other thing you can think of. Aba had Leonard's. There was PZ. Patterson Zokonis was there. Bata Shoes was there at On Factory Road. There were chemists. Lever Brothers was in Aba, in case you don't know, before. Aba had a textile mill. Mbakwe built a glass factory in Aba. Everywhere there were industries. Today, there is nothing. Where there used to be an industry, you see a big signboard, Ochendo Global. The factory is not working. This man now did something extraordinary, which we shall read to you now, so you know how evil black people are. I keep saying it because we are bad. Honestly speaking, black people are very, very bad. Until we change. If you have a child, look at your child and say, you will never be like Ochendo Global. You will never be like Theodore Oji. That is how to educate them. I tell my own all the time, you see all these men, they are full of evil and wickedness. You will never be like them. You will have compassion for those who are less privileged than you. You will care about people. You can never preside over where people are going hungry. You will never do it. That is how you raise your children. You don't cloak them and say, oh, black people are good. Tell me what is good about you. I want to listen to it. I don't believe in sentiment. I don't believe in it. The whole world is listening. And they are wondering, Kaben Diaz, we are exposing the evil that is a black man. So they can change. Because they are evil. Owazurike is using the name of Biafra and millions of dead people to go and serve Awosa Fulani. Everybody is keeping quiet. Chineke nemelu nebere. I wish the people that died will rise up and babu shonyo wola muobe babu una washi and dioshi on the blood of those that died. Every monkey, every baboon, even those who cannot spell their names properly. You are not a freedom fighter. Oh God, the other one. We continue. Ochendo Global, Abia State Governor, better known as Theodore Oji. Mad people. These are certainly not the best of times for civil servants in Abia State. While thousands of them were sacked because they are not indigents of the state, those who are fortunate to remain in service are not being paid as when due. The worst is to come. Those who dare to demand the several months salary that they are being owed are harassed, intimidated, and summarily, if you ask for a salary, they will dismiss you. Theodore Oji will sack you if you ask for a salary. The latest case involves a lecturer at the College of Education in Harajuku who was fired for insulting the state governor by appealing to him to facilitate the payment of their backlog of salary arrears through a text message. The said lecturer was interrogated and asked to beg the governor so that the matter would end, but to his utter shock, he was fired a few days after. However, workers of Bend, the local government area, recently dared the powers that be, as it were, and took to the streets of Omuahia, the capital of the state, to protest against the introduction of a unique formula of sharing the statutory allocation according to local government in the state. According to the workers, numbering over 500, the Abia formula has created confusion in the running of local government areas, which means they can no longer be paid. What is the Abia formula introduced by a black man? It's a lottery. They get two pieces of paper, they write yes and no, yes and no, yes and no, and they pile them into a basket. As the local government chairman, this is statutory allocation. Do you know the meaning of statute? you know, we speak English here sometimes. People, you know, they are saying statutory allocation. Do you know what it means? It is a statute in law, which means you must pay it. I repeat. Statutory allocation means that allocation is enshrined in law. You cannot tamper with it. But they give it to the governors. The governors pocket it. They use it to go and buy palatial mansions abroad, where their behaviors will not be tolerated. Interestingly, isn't it? You come to England to buy a house where your criminal thieving behavior and character will land you in jail. But in the zoo, you're a vibrant politician named Bafoma. You have to pick for your local government. If you pick no, there is no allocation. It is statutory, you know, which means you must receive it by law. Now, can you take Theodorji to court? The answer is no. Why? Because he is immune from prosecution. Oh, so that means a governor can steal all the money. If you ask him, he can shoot you dead. Yet, he will not go. You can't arrest him. Yes, you can't arrest him. Because there is a statutory requirement in law that every governor is immune from prosecution. But there is also another statutory requirement in law that says you must give money to local government areas. Are you doing that? The answer is no. So you break one statutory law in order to uphold the other. And when I castigate black people, some of you complain. You are monkeys and baboons until you change. They are like Kunubu. Mad, mad people. Mad, insane people, Kunubu. No wonder you are poor. Oh, please, I'm here. Can you let me come into your country? They say, no, go back. Please, I don't want to go back. Can you let me in? Why are you begging to be let into another man's country if your own is good? Huh? The Zoological Republic. Zoo full of animals and baboons. Indications emerged yesterday that the office of the Attorney General of the Zoo and that of the Inspector General of Police might have disagreed on what to do with former Kwara Governor Dr. Bukola Saraki on his alleged use of France to withdraw the sum of 6 billion naira. When it is not a... It's Yoruba. When they want to steal, they steal proper money. Vincent Obula for awarded contractor. He didn't steal money. He gave contract of 100 million. Obasanjo sacked him as PDP chairman. Obasanjo's brother has stolen 6 billion. Obasanjo, why don't you call EFCC? Oh, when it comes to Yoruba thieves, you know EFCC. So now Jonathan is having to step in with the Inspector General. And the Inspector General of Police is saying no. I was a man. He has taken his own share. This is the country that some of you want to come out and go and vote, isn't it? Inspector General of Police, this man committed, allegedly, of course, committed a crime. Can you please pass over his file? Police is saying no, they will not. Why? Can you take him to court? No. Give us the file? No. Why? But where is the 6 billion? He's gone missing. And you want to go out and vote. That is why I don't blame politicians. I blame all of you. You people are the ones causing their behavior. Their useless, thieving, kleptomaniacal behavior. All you do is to steal money. A former governor, 6 billion. So is that why they voted you into power? To come and steal pension fund belonging to people? So that the children will starve. What are you will your children finish 6 billion? What are you doing with 6 billion? I asked them. What are you doing with 6 billion? Radio Biafra is an example. We run Radio Biafra on a type of budget that some families can even will struggle to live on. But we are all over the world. Do you understand what I'm saying? I will get our sister to come on air and tell you how much was contributed for the month of February. You will laugh. But Radio Biafra is on FM back home. If you like, go and do your own and see how much it is. So you begin to wonder. It's because we are not greedy. It's because all that we have, we invest to show our people. If you want to work for your people, you will work and Chukwu Abiama will bless you. We'll bless that very endeavor you're doing. 6 billion stolen by a Yoruba man. One man, 6 billion. And people are fainting and dying when they come for their pension. There's no pension, they faint and they die off there. The man is having fun. Now, policeman who is supposed to arrest him, police, you've not arrested him. Can we have the file? The police is saying no. Oh, my God in heaven. Oh, my God in heaven. The things are happening. The whole world is listening. And Voice of Nigeria is too late for you. It's too late. If you come, we go nuclear. We just want you people to leave us alone. Leave Biafra alone and we leave you alone. Cling on to Biafra and you'll be reduced to nothing. Nothing. Very, very soon they will sponsor bills all over the world. If you see a zoo politician, a Nigerian politician in a country, arrest him, he's a thief. Very soon, it will happen. You watch and see. Niger Delta demands 40% ownership of their oil, which means Biafra is doing so. Chairman Silverbird Group, Ben Murray Bruce, has been making whistle stop and door-to-door campaigns in his Brass East Centurion seat with tumultuous crowds cheering along the way for the man they call the Obama of Africa. Transversing seas, turning parts. Oh, my goodness me. What a way. That is why all this to praise, I don't like it. Please, if this type of thing, it makes me sick. If you call Radio Biafra, please, can you say that you thank Chukwu Abiyama for the work we are doing and just move on? This is cringe-worthy. I don't like it. People are asking for their oil reserve. You know, in Bayelsa, it's owned by Jigawa. Jigawa people own nearly 90% of the oil block in Bayelsa. Then you ask yourself, well, how much does Bayelsa people own? How much do they have of the oil in their land? 0%. Anyway, they will say Jonathan is their son. Jonathan has recovered some of the money anyway, but he put it in Namibia. That's where the money is. Very sad indeed. They want oil to be given to them. 40%. What is yours? You're asking for 40%. You know, I have my house. You're a tenant in my house. And one day I come to my tenant and say to my tenant, please, can you allow me 40% of my house? You can live in 60%. Does that make sense to anybody? Does that make sense to anybody? Asking for 40%. Who owns the other 60 then? Let us look at the wickedness of man against black man, of course. Business activities at the Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital. It's a federal facility, you know, in Enugu. We are temporarily halted on Thursday following peaceful demonstration by workers of the hospital who handed down a 21-day ultimatum for an improved welfare and payment of arrears of allowances. They didn't pay them, of course. The workers under the auspices of Joint Health Sector Union insisted that if the hospital management failed to address their problems within 3 weeks, they would have no other option than to down their tools, which is to go on strike. You run down tools, they go on strike. They marched to the premises of the hospital and ended up at the administrative block housing the offices of the management board and the chief medical director. These are the ones eating the money. It's not that money is not being sent to this hospital, but somebody is eating it. The management board and the chief medical director. Go to his village, you see a mansion. Go to Abuja, you see he has a house in Ashokoro. Go to Lagos, he has a house in FGC, they call it. The Aranwunawun. And bank account abroad to complete the cycle. Then he will tell you that we need to make this country great, you know. We need to work together. Which means we need to steal together. We need to come together and devise a fraud to steal. Mad people. Mad people. We continue. We shall make up later. Two bomb explosions rocked the Yawa Government Secondary School, which hosts the refugees from Bama in Maiduguri, Borno State, this evening. Many people are feared dead. Another bomb has gone off today. People are dying, everybody said there. Strong indications emerged yesterday that the PDP is banking on the court to stop the Independent National Electoral Commission and its chairman, Professor, the very bumbling Professor Tahiru Jega, from going ahead with the use of smart card readers for the March 28 and April 11 elections. Do you know who the electoral chairman in America is? No. Do you know the one for France? No. Do you know the one for Spain? No. Do you know the one for the UK, Germany, Sweden, Why is it that somebody who is essentially a returning officer is more famous than even the president? Why? Because of corruption and fraud. You are not supposed to be taught. Listen, anybody who is running election, do you know? You don't even know who they are. But this one is in the news all the time. Because if he stands up and says, this person won, that's who the whole crowd will go with. Because black people in the zoo, the monkeys in the zoo, they don't have conscience. No conscience. We continue. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we ask you to bear with us. Once we finish our news headlines, we shall open our lines. We will open our lines and you will be able to join us to say whatever it is that you have in mind to say. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Let's continue. No. Have we lost the news? I don't think so. I do not think so. Because it's very, very important. We shall come back to it later. The authorities of Barkin Ladi local government area of Plateau State have asked the monkeys and the baboons in the Zoological Republic known as Nigerians to hold operatives of the special task force posted to the area to maintain peace responsible for the recent massacre in the locality. You sent soldiers and, in fact, they sent Boko Haram dressed in army uniform. People are crying in Barkin Ladi local government area. They are asking other baboons and monkeys, they are known as Nigerians, to please come to their rescue. Because the soldiers you sent to maintain peace, they are killing us. That was why America said they will not sell any weapons to the zoo. Because the zoo will always kill people with arms being supplied to them. That is what America said. And that time, most of you didn't quite understand it. But it is here now, isn't it? It is here. And it's very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. My husband has to complete his tour. Which first lady wouldn't say that? Everybody wants their husband. She loves it now, first lady. At least she'll be getting more English lessons. She'll be taking more English lessons. This person has been calling us for a long time. You should stay there and wait for us then. With 2 weeks to March 28, 2015 election, INEC on Friday, use their own INEC, is telling you that there are four local government areas in Edo State where they have not supplied PVCs. How then are you going to run or be able to conduct free and fair elections if you have failed to distribute the materials needed to ensure the smooth conduct of that very election? Is a question you all need to ask yourselves. So, they are basically rigging the election by determining where to send voter cards and where not to send it to. And you are wasting your time, or going to be wasting your time, going out to even bother to vote, because they have already written the results anyway. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. Today's date is the 14th day of March. This is our PM edition. The time now is approximately, I would say, 24 minutes to 9 p.m. here. 24 minutes, I would say, to 10 p.m. in my beloved country, Biafra land. This is Radio Biafra. This person has been waiting for a very long time. My goodness me. Let's go to him and see what he has to say. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, director.
Thank you very much. You are very, very resilient. Please go ahead, your name and where you are.
My name is Echezon Udeze. I come from Japan.
From Japan. Thank you very much. Where are you in Japan? Are you at Osaka or Nagoya or Tokyo? Where are you?
Osaka. I'm in Osaka.
The family in Osaka is strong. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, please, I want to say one or two things.
Go ahead.
First of all,
Can you speak in English, please, so the world can hear you?
Yeah.
No. I don't understand. No, I don't understand what you're saying. Can you, if you speak Igbo, you cannot talk here. No. I want you to speak English. Oh my goodness me.
The God of Biafra is angry with you.
Now you're speaking English. Are you speaking? Are you ready to speak English? I will give you time to say everything you want to say. Then I'll ask you a question. If you stay on the line, please. I don't know if your crotch has brother. I don't know if your brother has INEC contract. But I will give you time to speak in English so the world can hear what you're saying. Because as we take praise, so we can also take condemnation as well. I'm not afraid of it. But I will answer you. But can you answer my question when you finish? He is not listening. I will give you time to speak. Will you be able to make a sensible point? And then allow me to ask you questions, if you can.
I'm spiritually educated. I'm not spiritually educated, but I'm spiritually educated. Listen
now,
to me.
Now, hold on. You are not... I want...
I hold on for you.
Oh, my goodness me. Then that means... That is what they do, you see. I want to disrobe him. That's what they shout. You know, when your brother has a contract with INEC, you see, to bring fake ballot paper. And your family is enjoying. Then you don't want anybody to spoil that for you, do you? We expect more of them. If you are prepared to debate with us, then you come. Only one question and you will unravel. Only one question I will ask you and you will unravel right now, this very minute. That is why they are afraid. That is why they are scared. They cannot make any sensible point. Somebody is talking. You want to make a point. You wait, speak, and then we ask. Not to be rambling and rambling, you know, I don't blame them. It's education in the zoo. What do you expect? We continue. See who's on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
No, it's me, Ken Namadi. I'm calling from Nathan Ken.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, see that guy that called from...
Don't talk about him. He wants to be talked... Please, don't talk about him. He's irrelevant. Don't talk about him. Nonsense every day. Don't talk, please, director, go ahead and say what you want to say.
We need to be sensitizing our people. Now there is Radio Biafra on FM in our land. That is, our money is going there. So why he said something, we need to counter him. So, he's a slave in Japan.
No. I said to you, don't. Our people, please give them some credit. They are sensible people. Give them some credit. When somebody comes and doesn't say anything, anybody can see you and say anything. Do you have proof? Our people are saying. I wanted to allow the baboon to say everything he wanted to say. So I'll only ask him one question. And he's running away. Not me.
He's running away.
Simple.
Okay.
Not me.
I wanted to call last night, but I couldn't get through. Mr. Alexos, I want to take our people back memory lane. What the Yorubas are doing. Look, Obasanjo became the president on May 29, 1999, until May 29, 2007, and he spent $16 billion on electricity. There is still no light in that too.
How much did he spend? How much did the person just spend on electricity?
$16 billion.
My goodness.
For 8 years. Look, the director, the same Obasanjo said he gave Anthony Anemi ₦1 trillion for 8 years to maintain federal highways. We still do not have good roads in that country. Director, Obasanjo built a cement factory in Ibeshe using Dangote as cover up in 2009. Hello? Are you there?
We are listening. Please go ahead. I don't interrupt people when they speak. You must know that.
Director,
I seldom interrupt people. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sir. Thank you very much. Director, and nobody is chasing Obasanjo with EFCEC. I am saying this because I want my people to know that the Yorubas and the outsiders are cohorts. They are working in unity against our people. How much did James Ibori steal? But he is in prison in London here, in Hammersmith prison. I have a friend that met him in prison. So, it is high time for our people to rise up to the occasion and say no to Yoruba and Hausa. God bless Biafra. Thank you, Director, for whatever you're doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, Father. Thank you. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is Ogana. Okonkwo calling from U.S. Yeah, I want to...
Ogana, which state are you calling from? U.S. is very big. Which state are you in?
Yeah, Georgia.
In Georgia. Georgia. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, the guy that you say...
Hold on. If you talk about him tomorrow, another Rochas Okrochas supporter will call. We'll talk about him. One native couple. If you ignore them, they won't call again. I can tell you that.
What I'm trying to say about him is about what you said the last time that nobody called or never that you remove the relay station from Newili. Nobody is calling and nobody is giving effort.
Yes.
Yeah, the guy is from that place. So, and I'm from here too. They love money. Business is on their brain all the time because he's scared of what he will lose if we commence. Maybe he have some plot or something like that.
In Abuja, Ashokoro.
He's kind of a little bit scared. So, that's why I called, because they buy and selling, they buy their brain and they sell their organs.
I'm telling you.
So, what I'm trying to say about you say forget about him. Let's forget about
Please
him.
Please forget
so,
about him, or else tomorrow another idiot will call. We go through the same thing again. Please crave the indulgence. We want to stop the election. We discussed the referendum in the morning. Theodorji is doing a ballot. If you pick no salary. If you pick yes, they pay you your allocation. These are the proper issues. Abba is very, very dirty and decaying. What do we do? When do we march? That's why we're here for, not for vagabonds.
I thank you for everything that you are doing. It's not that easy. I have called before. And I've been listening all the time. I say that the truth is very bitter. People, when they hear the truth, I don't understand what is wrong with people like the Igbo. They like to challenge themselves. That's why nothing is going on. They don't know and they don't want to listen to learn. They just want to be talking. He doesn't even pay attention to understand what you are saying. He wants to talk what he is spiritual this time, spiritual that. So, but what I'm saying is this about what is going on in the Zulu called Nigeria.
Yes, go ahead.
People are talking. Yeah, yes. People are talking. They are saying let's do the referendum. I'm hearing. And you agree with that?
No, I did not agree with. I said I'm a Democrat, because a Democrat. If Hausa were to rise up tomorrow morning and say to you that they want to hold a referendum, I have said it before. I will resign my position. I have said it. I want Biafra not. I don't want Biafra to come by peaceful means. I've said that before. I want to fight and get Biafra in battlefield, in war. That's what I said. To avenge the defeat and also to restore our honor. If they say tomorrow, we want to hold a referendum, I am saying that I don't think we will lose that referendum. I will not be here. Somebody else will be. But I was saying that we will not lose. That's what I'm saying. And Barrister is of the opinion that we will lose it, given their rigging nature and everything that we will lose. I'm saying no. If it is conducted, we don't want to give the impression to the outside world that Biafrans don't believe in Biafra. You can't afford to do that. You can never. We have been to a country before where somebody said, the man asked us, a white man asked us, Why are you people not? Why is it that your elders don't come to us to tell us what is happening? We gave an excuse. He said, but we are not hearing about what is happening in your place, which means you people have not started confronting your enemies. And the other person said, oh, we are afraid if we come out, they will shoot us. The way the man looked at him, in fact, the meeting ended. The man was saying to us, that means you don't know what is freedom fighting. If you, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes, Director.
There was a noise that was coming from your side or from my side. I don't know. What the man was saying is that if you don't know the price to pay to get your freedom, don't come here to see me again. And the meeting ended. So what I was basically talking about is that we should not be afraid that some people will not vote. Who is that person that will not vote for Biafra and Biafra land? If it is rigging, yes, they will rig the election. But if they are not the ones conducting it, then there is no way we will get anything less than 99.9%. That's my view.
Okay, yeah. I mean, your view is, I love your take and your enthusiasm about what you are talking about. But you see, the referendum, if they grant it, because the first thing is to grant the referendum to you, to allow you to do that. Because if they don't allow you to do that, you can't do that. So the first thing is to allow you to do that. And when they allow you to do that, you have to, people have to come and they vote. They have to campaign about it. Exactly what happened in London, in England, about what is it called? So that will go on. And you will see 99%, I don't believe, we will lose it hands down, because a lot of people, the thing that you are saying now on this platform, talking to our people, letting them know who they are, and all those things is a very good step. But going into it now, as we are speaking, a lot of people, the people that, you see those people that, there are a lot of them. Nobody, you can believe that when he's talking about the referendum, nobody is living in like going to consult the elders. Which elders are we talking about? Is that the ones in Ohanaeze, or which one are you talking about? So consulting the elders and seeing the referendum, nobody's at home. Everybody's in Lagos. They have plot here and there. They have houses. They have one thing or the other that they are looking at.
Hold on. I'm seeking clarification. I'm not stopping you. Are you implying or saying that because somebody has a plot of land in Lagos, that when push comes to shove, if they're actually being given the chance to vote, that they'll vote because they have a house in Lagos? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because you know what? Really, he may be thinking twice. You know, double mind is very deadly when you have double mind. But and a businessman, you know the thought, as we used to say it in Igbo language, so that is the mentality we have going forward. That thing, because you will see a white man, whenever he wants to do something, he doesn't look back. But our people are looking back. They are thinking about what they have there. And they have a lot of people that they feed. You know, whenever people come to your door, you feed them, you give them things, and they are happy. Well, whatever you tell them to do, they do. So those people will mobilize people, and this is what we want you to do, and they will do it. So that's what I'm saying. Barrister was saying in the morning, that we will lose it. We will lose it. No two ways about it. So I say that what he said about losing the referendum, that's hands down, we will lose it, because a lot of people.
Then we shouldn't be doing this.
No,
I don't believe in that. I'm being honest with you.
Go ahead. Yeah, what I'm saying that is this. You say that imilikitika abolomana, just few that was choosing. There is a little people, there is a little numbers of people that are sick, and they can die. They can do anything necessary. They can go through the mountain to make sure that Biafra come. That's the people you are representing. No, you are not representing everybody. I mean, I will say you are representing everybody, but
no, that's correct. You are correct. We are representing the diehard, the hardcore diehard Biafrans. Yes.
The people that we say whatever, because even though they are comfortable, there are the people that are comfortable. They have everything. They have everything that they can live on, but they are still supporting the struggle. They are still doing one thing or the other. And there are the people that doesn't have anything, but they can support. So something like that, you will see what is going on here and there and how everything is going on. And you will see that anything that happened, Igbo, everybody want to be a leader. That's why you are having issues that you are having with people coming and going. Everybody want to be a leader. Everybody want their voice to be heard. And when their voice, they want their voice to be heard, they don't make any sense.
Now, hold on. Now, given what you have just said, are you then saying that the people who are hearing these voices, that they are so daft, they cannot make out who is making sense and who is talking rubbish? Is that what you're telling me? I grew up in a place, I don't know the world we're living in now. I grew up in a place, I used to follow my father to go and Oku, Nama. Everybody will speak their mind, and then they will say, we are taking the opinion of that man, that what that man said makes a lot of sense. We'll go with it. And everybody will agree and go home. Are you telling me that in a space of, say, 30 years, those people have now transformed into a raving lunatics and illiterates who can no longer reason? Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly.
Oh my. We are in trouble then. We are in trouble.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, what you are saying, you say you need 100 men, because whenever I listen when you speak,
it's only 100. Only 100. And
100, you don't need everybody. So that's how it will be. And the people that are opposition, people that are standing about this work that you are doing, you will see nobody like you said, I used to have joy about it. You say they will whistle, they will jump up and down. Couple of weeks, they will just, that's it for them. A lot of people have come and go. I mean, the people making noise in the Facebook, doing that. We don't hear about them anymore. These people, this group come up, they want to challenge, they want to do this. We don't hear about them anymore. They just like that. So you keep on doing what you are doing. I won't say that it won't be difficult. It will be very, very difficult. But pay attention. I mean, focus on what you are doing. I listen all the time. I pay attention. And everything that you speak here, it goes right into my mind. I mean, whoever that doesn't understand it, as you said this morning, it's a child of, I don't know what I will take to qualify. You hear it and you don't understand it. You're supposed to pay attention, like the buffoon that just called. When you pay attention, he will listen, because when you listen, it goes inside you.
I wanted to dismantle the idiot, but safely. He knew what he was doing. Please don't talk about him. I beg you. Don't talk about him.
People use their families, use their daughters, their son to do a lot of things. Do those people have conscience? They don't have. So because when you see someone that uses son or daughter to go and make money or go and sell them, those people are gone. So we don't keep on doing what you are doing. Maybe one day it will strike them. It will go inside their heart and it will penetrate and they will hear it. So that's what I want to contribute. I don't feel like calling, but he just moved me calling today. But keep on doing what you are doing. I pray that God will see you through no matter what. I'm here. My kids are here. They are not. I'm not stressing to take care of them. They are okay. But what about the people you left at home? Are we not one? Some people, I see those kids that they are not going to school. They don't have even those slippers to wear, put on. They're going with the song we have in.
Are you telling me?
Going barefoot.
I'm telling you.
And you will see those kids. You don't even have a conscience. You don't think if these kids are your kids, what will happen?
No black.
You are okay. Let me take care of myself, my family. That's why we are here. That's why everybody is all over the place.
Now let me put it to you. Thank you very much for your call. I enjoyed it. But let me put it to you this way. If you go now and ask a typical Biafran man, How is life with you? He will tell you, I am looking for what me and my family will eat. Which means that they are predisposed to natural selfishness. He will not ask, no. He will not ask, selfishness. Barrister has come to me, the very eminent barrister. Somebody is agreeing with you that our people, and I'm in a state of shock. I find it astonishing that our people can, if I think about it, I will go mad, please, and I'll stop what I'm doing. Please go ahead.
Thank you once again, Director. Are you there?
Live and direct, Barrister, go ahead.
Okay. The last caller made some compelling argument, and of course, that's where I stand. Director, sometimes you tend to forget about your people that make you shout every day. One idiot called here to speak Igbo. When you tell him to speak English, he became aggressive. These are the people who fought the referendum. Director, please, don't bring this referendum business again, please. Before I myself will run mad, I know it will not hold anyway. Biafra referendum.
Barrister, you must be. No, that is a very valid point. I agree with that. I agree. There was no referendum before they took us into the zoo.
Absolutely.
I'm not advocating referendum, but I'm saying, but should it come to that, of course, I wouldn't be here. Some other person will be here. Are you telling me that our people, that somebody will go into a polling booth? Are you telling me? And vote for Nigeria.
Director, no. They will vote for Nigeria, but they make sure your vote wouldn't count. They will use all trickery. Director, our people need sanitization and sanitation.
Cleansing.
For us to go into cleansing, proper, foundational one. Look at somebody you are trying to bring out of the light. He is there in Japan. Does he speak Igbo in Japan? See how foolish our people are. No, Kawasaki and Hiroshima. Does he speak? Oh boy, Director. Anyway, nobody will stop us from what we are doing, and we keep preaching this until Biafra comes. Director, let me go straight to the news you just brought to us. As always, nobody can destroy what we're doing here, wherever they're coming from. BBC Lagos, that's not my business. Lagos can do whatever they want to do with their BBC. Yes, of course, the policeman will not release the file because that's how. I told you, Yoruba, they hardly criticize one another. It's always the case with them. You will see how they will bow down. Remember, you were even angry that the court summoned them to come and say the reason why they were broadcasting what this rogue did. And they went. That is Yoruba for you. They will never criticize. When they get to the court, you see how they will lie on the floor because this one has money now so that he give them some. That's Yoruba for you. When we criticize them here, people think that we are kidding. Our brothers and sisters in Izon, as Director will put it, they should please remove this Delta business because we've lamented here so many times. They should declare themselves Biafra. Let's see how Jigawa will now step in to claim oil. This is what we're asking them. They should not go asking for 40%. You want total demand of what belongs to you. If you're asking for 40%, which means 60% belongs to who? How can somebody take what doesn't belong to them and you're taking 40%? My brothers, my cousins, my sisters, wherever you are, rechange. Even if Biafra has not arrived, tell them that you are Biafra. When we restore Biafra, all of us are the same. Director has mentioned it here many times. We will have one central unit. Anybody can control their own affairs. Biafra can never be divided ever again. So stop saying Delta State demand 40%. 40% for what? How long ago have they been milking what place in the land? And then look at how your place is. Even your so-called brother, Jonathan, what has he done for you? He's there trying to serve the houses and give them all they want. Now let's see, how can we live with the zoo? Let's say two camp. They went and bombed. Oh, this is disheartening.
No, Barrister, but as you're saying this now, I'm still thinking. So if assuming there is a referendum and your postulates are proven to be correct, that there is this propensity that people that believe in Nigeria, which I don't think is correct, outnumber those that believe in Biafra. I don't think that is, in fact, even talking about itself gives me a headache.
No, I'm coming.
I want to make a point.
Okay, go ahead.
That means that Awosa did more damage than I thought then, in terms of pregnating our women. That means that Awosa fathered more kids than we thought possible before.
What about Yoruba? Yoruba also fathered. Yoruba also fathered. Director, now look at this way. Since you brought me back to this particular point, let's break it in pieces. As I was advancing earlier in the morning today, when you come to Imo State, you go to, remember, Buhari gave them money to build mosque in Olu, giving them tuition fees, educating our little infants in Islamic schools. This is Olu, very close to Owerri. Now, you come to Owerri, you have those who are following Rochas. Owerri now divided. Now, you go to Ebonyi State where they already built Islamic schools in that particular place. We are yet to install relay station in Ebonyi State. It's divided. You go to Enugu, it's divided. You come to Anambra, it's divided. How then are you seeing 99.9%? The figure is absolutely wrong. You can't. The only way you can get Biafra director is via this channel we are trying to establish. Do you know, after speaking with you, I had more than 10 calls supporting me. I should tell the director, you should forget about the referendum.
No, people are not on. It seems to me that people don't follow this radio station the same way I think that they should be doing. We are not advocating anything. I am not asking for a referendum. It was a hypothetical question to gauge the number of people who are into what we are doing. Because it's a very compelling argument. The zoo can come tomorrow and say, okay, we don't want to go to war with them. We want to ask them where they want to. That is a very perfectly legitimate, valid argument to put forward. We don't want to go to war with them. Let us go and ask them if they want to be part of the zoo or part of, or if they want to break away. Then you're telling me that because under such circumstance, I am a Democrat. I will say yes to it. You can't say no. I am a Democrat. I love democracy. I cannot say no to it. So you're telling me that United Nations will come to supervise a referendum, not the zoo, and then many people will vote to remain in Nigeria. But it's not calling here. I will go.
Director,
my head cannot comprehend it. That's the problem.
Okay, let's do it gently with you. You see, with your position and what you do here, which is enviable to a lot of our people, you know that those who are not with us are still envious. Not because they are not in the position where you are, but they are thinking what will come after Biafra has arrived or re-arrived. Now, push that one corner. Do you know, in fact, somebody sent me a video this afternoon which I was watching, going to Onitsha Bridge, River Niger there. They were following all these flags, Biafran flag, which I'm sure is Uwazirike. They were discussing as they flying this flag. Now, Uwazirike, as I said earlier, poses a big threat to our restoration. Now, what that will do for us is, it will divide us. Eventually, few people will have to be get rid of, and then that will reduce our number. Now, look at what we are told he was doing. Going and distributing application form in the name of IPOB. Now, he wants to take away the power that will be what was supposed to support the pillars of Biafra land. He's eroding it. And now we don't need such erosion. Now, as I have mentioned to you earlier, we're going to different states. Look at the man who was talking about media influence. He's from Calabar, Duke. So our people are completely fragmented. Why are they fragmented? Because of lies from Yoruba Hausa media. Plus, they have stabbed us. They have strangulated us. They have made us very poor. Now, your people, you always say it. When somebody sees them and says, okay, take this 2,000 naira, they go from Pobi and a bottle of beer. That is enough even to convince them. Look at what Rochas Okorocha is doing to our young men. Those in the universities, they are standing up taking exams. Now, somebody come and tell them, don't worry, see this year, I make sure that all of you are riding bicycle. You throw the money, but you will not pay workers. And this drives me straight to Abia. Director, the reason why I'm a bit angry with Abia people, they are letting things to happen the way it's happening. 4 weeks ago, Owerri people went into rampage at Okorocha's villa, breaking every broom they see there and burning things, burning shops against Rochas Okorocha because of what he's doing. Last year, Owerri women took coffin to go and present in the front of where Rochas Okorocha lives, saying that they are mourning him. Why couldn't Abia people do this? Get rid of, you say Andrews Okano was there before, and the other Ochi is there. Anambra will say to you, Fanchabo Vivavo, whether Ochi or Andrews Okano, they are all the same. These two individuals have done irreparable damage to Abia State. Just like you pointed out, if not because, at least you remember your parents, you have sworn not to go back there. Is it not a total disgrace that our women from Aba, which includes the Abia, brought the white man rule into disrepute in 1929, and our present boys and girls are impotent to react? Why? Because they've been made poor, they're impoverished, therefore they don't have power to do anything. Let me quickly tell you this, because I know a lot of people are waiting. On the 24th of November 2010, there was a student protest here because of Leclerc, when he gave promise, he did not fulfill it. In this country, United Kingdom, on the 31st of 31st of March 1990, Margaret Thatcher's poll tax, big protest. Because if you don't like anything that the government is doing, you protest. The same token, in Egypt, in 1st of March, they protested. In Tunisia, 6th of February, 2013, they protested. Why our people, especially Abia people, are remaining very quiet? Otuzo Kalu, Oya Ario Baramiani, no fake Harry Bulldogware director. Ojuzo Kalu is messing up with people's time.
No. This one is another Oji. Theodore Oji is different.
Theodore Oji, both of them, I said, Anambra is a fan of Vivavu. They're all the same. the first one did anything good? No. The second one is not doing anything good. Look at, director, after you finish working, somebody has to somebody has to cut a lot for you to agree whether you will be paid or not. You have already done the work, now you're waiting for your payment. Somebody has to bring a ballot for you to pick yes. So, my family are hungry. Accidentally, I picked no. Then I'll go home, yes. There must be riot. Aba people, whom I hear people, I'm here. You guys used to represent the entire homeland of Biafra land. Do not allow those men whose properties are here in London and in America. They are messing up with you and your families. Do something. If it's here in the United Kingdom, something has to be done. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Barrister. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Some people are apoplectic with rage. Some people are enraged. The mere thought that it is conceivable that will not win a referendum is driving people mad. It is inconceivable. Barrister, I beg to differ. People are going insane. They're going mad. They're saying it's not correct. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Fellow Biafrans, good evening. Director, I concur with you and I disagree with what the barrister is saying. This is going to tell me that people don't know the efficacy of what Radio Biafra is doing. The power of what Radio Biafra is doing. The need for Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra stands here to sensitize our people. Even if you don't know. by mere hearing, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing. So do you want to tell me now, those people who said that we will lose the referendum, do you want to tell me that when this Radio Biafra start to broadcast in the darkness, in the heart of darkness in Lagos, that the Igbo people there will not understand the truth and know the truth? I can't understand that.
Our people will even revolt.
That is
people will even, we're not even talking of referendum, we're talking of revolt. There will be a revolution.
I'm talking of those who are saying referendum. If we keep on sensitizing those people, then they will not know the need. So I am not afraid of it. Do you understand me?
They underestimate
the power of information. They underestimate the power of what you are doing, what the Radio Biafra is doing. It is being taken to every look and cranny. By the time you know it, that this gospel has spread all over the Biafran land. If they see an Hausa man, they will kill him.
Yes, ma'am.
If they see a Yoruba man, they will kill him. Even in diaspora. So that is that. I want to shed more light on why we should boycott the election. Sorry, I started, you know, I am enraged. I did not mention my name. My name remains Mokro Uche.
Yes.
I'm calling from Senegal. Now, I want to state why we should still boycott the election. You people are talking about that criminal in Abia State, that hoodlum called Theodore. People should ask him. People of Abia State should ask Theodore. The zoo, they make allocation for local government. Every monthly allocation for every local government in Nigeria.
It is statutory, which is by law.
It is. I want to tell you the amount. It is 17.48 billion naira every month. This is what the zoo government allocates to Abia State. This is for local government. It is not other allocation. This one is meant for local government. 17.48 billion naira every month. Now, TRG did not hold election for local government for 8 years. He does not conduct election for local government. He only appoints his good friends as DA. Then he will give them 5 million naira. Now, my brother, I want you people to times... Take 17 billion as let us work on 17 billion. 17 billion every month times it by 12, which is 1 year. If you times it by 12, it will give you 204 billion. Then times 204 billion per year by 8 years, it will give you 1.632 trillion. This money is what all you pocketed in his pocket. Now, other people are crying. There are 17 local governments in Abia State. If he appropriately as disburse the 17 billion and take the rest to all the 17 local government, that we will be now assuming that every local government will get 1 billion every month. Now, Abba have two local government, Abba South and Abba North. That means Abba supposed to be having 2 billion every month.
2 billion every month.
Yes.
My goodness.
This is what they're supposed to be having every month. Abba Lokago, Abba North, and Abba South. Abba North, 1 billion. Abba South, 1 billion. This is 2 billion. Then times 2 billion by, times it by 12. You have 12 billion. Times it by 8 years. You will have 96 billion. This is what Abba. And what is this? 96 billion is meant for development of Abba North and Abba South. Now, ask this criminal what he's doing with all this money, and Abba is in refuge. Now, tell me who will go and vote, who will stand up in Abba and go and vote. That person should be. If I have my way, I don't know what to say. Then, who? Tell me any reasonable person who is in Abba. After this hoodlum, after this criminal have taken 96 billion that is supposed meant for development of Abba, and he put it in his account, he and his family and his concubines are eating it, then he wants you to come and vote for him. Now, do you know that there is another allocation that the federal government give them, which they call Subsidy Reinvestment Empowerment Program? subsidy reinvestment and empowerment program since the partial removal of fuel subsidy by the federal government months ago, a whopping $248.85 billion has been shared between the three tiers of the. This is how they share the money.
They share it. It doesn't impact.
The state got $364 billion every month. $364 million every month in subsidy. This one is a different money. Now tell me what this criminal is doing with all this money, and that he cannot build road in Aba for 8 years. And he wants you to go and vote for him. Who is that idiot that will go and vote for him?
No, the fact of the matter is that's what I said before. That there is a level of wickedness from this OG. We are wicked. What are you doing with trillion? Trillion EGA, what are you going to do with it?
Those people ask him, I don't know. Where is this allocation for local government for 8 years? Let them ask him, where is this 1.632 trillion naira? That is meant for local government. Where is it?
This is amazing. I don't know what to answer you.
So I hope people are following me. But people on Naba ask this question. Now those people are clamoring to vote for him. Now there is another criminal.
You round off for us very, very quickly. Too many people are calling. The lines are about to explode.
Let me round up. Let's watch now. Want them to vote for him. And he started reconstructing. Let them ask him where is he last 2 years? Why didn't he come and reconstruct that road? Now election time, he is reconstructing so that they will vote him in, and he will go and steal his own trillion.
Of course, no.
So my brother, anybody that in Aba, please ask those politicians, those criminals, ask them where is your money. Don't vote for them. This is. I will rest my case here and stand by and give other people a chance to make a contribution.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Madabra. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Are you listening, director?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please, very, very briefly, if you can. 2 minutes, please. Too many people want to speak. 2 minutes, please, if you can.
Okay, director. Good evening, sir, director. My name is Yuvun Dele. I'm from Ilado in Imo State, Biafra Land. I'm calling from Nottingham, United Kingdom.
Thank you.
Director, to be honest, I think, I've been listening to this particular conversation since morning, and in regards to whether we're going to do a referendum or not a referendum, I clearly understand your point when you say if they make that offer, that you will accept that. To actually know whether the people, all this work that you've been doing, whether you actually, our people really want it. And we do believe that if they want it, there's no way somebody will see a Biafran box and go and choose Nigeria. I think the truth of the matter is, I know that you're not offering any referendum. But the worst nightmare, sometimes people don't understand it. Nigeria government will never, even British government will advise them not to do that. They will never ever offer anything. Because they know. All this issue we're talking now about how much money they're paying the governors and stuff, and people are this. The governors are taking half of this money and telling it to their masters in the north. And then their masters will bring it over here. They're not eating this money. They've only seen a fraction of it. Because what they're doing, they're doing slavery. All this morning we surprised
with your system is on. Turn it off and call us back, please. Your system is on the background. That is unacceptable. Turn it off. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, I can hear you, my director.
Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Tochungu Wankwo. I'm calling from Sweden. I'm from Agwata local government.
Thank you very much. 2 minutes, please. 2 minutes. Only 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Director, I want to speak on the behalf of the referendum, the topic that is going on now. I think I disagree with the other two guys and the director and the barrister because I've been in Nigeria for a while before I travel, and I know like the place I stay is a very big international market. I don't know if you know Alaba International.
I do, yeah. Go ahead. What is he? Can you hear me? What is happening? What happened to him? Can you hear me? I can't hear him anymore. I cannot hear him. It's unfortunate. I cannot hear him. Let's go to the line. Let's go to the line to see who is there. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Isoli.
Your voice is too deep, way too deep. Come close to your phone. We are wasting time, aren't we? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Beretta is speaking to me.
I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are, and only 2 minutes, please.
Okay, good evening from India. I'm Dennis. I want to comment on the issue of referendum.
What is the meaning of Dennis? Can you tell us the meaning of Dennis, please? I don't know. What is it? I want to learn. What is the meaning of Dennis?
Please, I'm sorry. My name is Ekenedi Rishiku.
And what is your father's name?
Ikejiku.
No, hold on. I want to know the meaning of Dennis. I'm just curious. I just want to know.
You know, Director, let me tell you something. You know, here in abroad, in abroad, listen, please. Here in abroad, we used to answer one kind name.
Okay, that's okay. So, that's fine. Then go ahead.
So
go
you
ahead.
Have to understand.
It's okay. It's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what I'm saying, this referendum thing, it can never happen because the Nigerian constitution can never, they didn't create any opportunity for referendum in Nigeria. And secondly, if by all means they give us referendum, they will close all the accounts to make sure that we lose the referendum. They will use all the money they got to make sure that they will bribe our people to vote against Biafra. So, secondly, another thing I want to, this protest, I had the deep protest in myself, people the deep protest. And I want to bring a suggestion or an idea. I think in 30 of March, we are going to march for the heroes that left. I want our people back home, if they can be able to do some peaceful protest or maybe something like march, they organize themselves, can be able to organize each zone or each state, organize like
there will be no peaceful protest. We are going to go to war. What are we doing with peaceful protest? To do what? The peaceful protest that happened before, what came of it? A safe photo, the two newspapers will write about it, and then so bloody what? Nothing will happen. We are talking about going to war, talking about protest. What protest for who? Do they understand the meaning of protest in this
it's
zoo?
Not like it's not like protest, just like, you know, calling for referendum, you know. Make people, make media to, you know, attract media.
Not at all. I am, what is Radio Biafra not media? Is Radio Biafra not media?
Yeah, it's media.
We attract them here, let them come here and listen to us. Thank you very much for your call. We are not going to protest nothing on the street. We will fight. Where we choose to fight them, where we choose to attack them, anything we want to do, we do. Simple. What protest and more can come at for 2-3 days. If you attack them, foreign media will talk about it for years to come. Do you understand why we need defense fund? Think we are joking. What useless protest we're going to do? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please. They are not serious, are they? They are not serious. We must continue. We need to continue. This is Radio Biafra. If you are joining us, the numbers once again for those who are new to this, +44 208 133 9976. +44 208 133 9976. +44 78 31 30 8376. Let us go to Skype and see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah.
The caller on Skype, once again, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello?
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Anuike Chigu. Calling from Nigeria.
Which part of the zoo are you in?
Enugu.
Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead. Hello? Exactly. That is the thing. Wait for your voice if you don't hear it. No wonder Barrister said he will not win. God forbid. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? For the last time, the caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening, talking to me?
I'm talking to you, of course, you're on Skype. I'm talking to you, yes, go ahead.
My name is Chimereze Okoro, calling from Spain, Navarra, Spain.
Yes, go ahead.
According to the last caller, I disagree with him. We are not going to protest. We are going to war. No negotiation, no going back. We have decided, What we have to look for is the what we are going to do next. To start a clean up culture and all those people that are disturbing our movement.
No, we will not. Chukwu Abiyama will know what to do with them, I'm sure. Thank you for that anyway. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the telephone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, raise your voice. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Prince Chukwu Dalo Maduka.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aba, Abia State.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, what I want to tell, what I want to contribute in all this that is that we are saying now is about the referendum or whatever. I don't believe in the referendum or whatever because I know that our people are very stubborn and some of them, like when I talk to people about this Radio Biafra, they ask me so much question and say that some say that the people are talking because of money, they are doing blah blah blah, all this kind of thing. I try to engage with fight with them. I say, why would you say they are saying this because of money? Have you ever listened to this radio? Because since I started listening to this radio, I have never heard them say the of any money from anybody. Instead, it is sponsored by the people who have joined IPOB. But at times, when you whatever you say, they will just disagree with you. Some say many people have done this Biafra of 18 or that blah, that kind of thing. I said no. What I am hearing in this radio has taught me a lot. I'm learning a lot from this radio. It's just that you people have never listened to it. So if you are talking of referendum now, I don't think that the Radio Biafra has gone so far because many people have never listened to it. So I think if even though the referendum will be, it will not be now. But all that I know is that
No. Hold on. That is not the question. Because what we're asking is, are you saying from your viewpoint right now in Aba that if our people are there is a difference between cynicism. You are cynical about people doing something and actually that very thing that all of us we have in our minds. Are you telling me that if you place a ballot box in about two ballot boxes, one green, white, green, the other one, the tricolor of the rising sun, that somebody will go and put their vote in green, white, green rather than the rising sun? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying.
That is our argument here.
If you put it here in Aba, people will vote in Biafra.
Simple.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I said. People, this is in their nature. Igbo people are like that. There is something called self-destruction. They are that way. And that is why they make very good slaves. Because of that attitude. They will serve any other person but serve themselves. No, they won't do that. It is in their nature. The Jews had the same problem in Europe until Hitler helped them to go back to Israel by killing 6 million people. They are like that. Unless you kill them, they will never run. You see, as we are talking right now, there are Igbo people in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Unless you kill... Remember, do you know the man that lost all the family... Is it the man that died in Madala bombing? You know, they killed some of the children in Kano. I think he ran to Bedugri. They killed some. He ran to Madala. And they finished off the rest. It is in their nature. They will not listen. That is how Chukwu Abiyama made them. So it's only in death that they listen. And that is why they will be killed. because that is what they deserve, quite frankly. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We need to continue. Let us go to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please. They are not serious. If you call Radio Biafra and your volume is high, we will not take your call. Your call will not be taken. We are not joking here. If you call Radio Biafra, turn down your system. Turn it very, very down, please. Our lines have now jammed and it has crashed. Everything from the phone to everything else we have here is literally on the ground. It has crashed. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype for the last time, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Akunawa. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thank you very much for all your efforts. And I want to ask you a question, please.
Go ahead and do so.
I don't believe in talking. I believe the Russians speak louder than words.
Yes.
Where are we? How prepared are we over this issue? You know, in terms of fighting, we must have to be prepared first.
And how do you please tell us? Maybe, I don't know. If you are...
How prepared are we in terms of maybe importing ammunition?
Hold on. Let me answer you. And do you know ammunition, they cost money? Do you know?
Yes, of course I do.
How much have you contributed to buy ammunition?
Well, to start with, I have never contributed any money.
Then, hold on. We are coming. So, if you that want to be Biafra, you have not contributed, who do you think will contribute it to become first prepared?
No, this is my first time of calling to this
job. I am coming. If you ask me, I will answer. I will ask you. If you that is claiming to be interested in Biafra, you have not contributed money to buy arms, who do you think will do so, please? Just enlighten me. I'm just curious.
Okay, I'm sorry, but please, this is not what we are going to discuss on air. And where are we now? What are the next steps to take in order to actualize this Biafra?
And when did you start listening to Radio Biafra?
I've been listening to live from last year.
Then it means you've not been paying attention, I'm sorry to say.
I've been paying attention because...
What did we say? If you've been paying attention, what is our modus operandi? What did we say we were going to do on the 28th?
Oh, sorry, I don't get to that.
Do you know what did we say we are going to do on the 28th of this month? If you've been paying attention and listening to Radio Biafra,
I'm sorry, I don't know actually.
Then go and listen and then call us back. This is Radio Biafra. That is the thing about open. Hey, maybe barrister is right. Oh, Jesus. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I'm
the caller. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm hearing you, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Honorable Director.
Good evening.
It is George Faichukwu calling from Aba.
Thank you.
Sir, after the call yesterday night, this morning, people were amazed how we got your line and the comment you mentioned, sir. Sir, I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you, sir. Sir, the issue I want to raise is...
Go ahead.
Sir, the issue I want to raise is concerning Owazurike. We have to set something, a symbol or a logo, that will differentiate Biafra, real Biafra, from Owazurike's camouflage Biafra. Some of the Biafrans that are ready to fight for their rights, due to Waziri's camouflage, they don't know where to stand. When they see the real Biafrans, they won't be inspired or motivated to fight for their rights.
That is one thing that people are ignoring. And I agree with what you're saying. We have our own very distinct banner. We have our own logo. We have our banner. We have all of those things. Yes, we do.
If there is how we... Sir, in Aba, in Osi Somahi, people are... motivated, people are desperate. We need your support, sir, to form a rigid, a strong...
I knew that his line will cut off. Of course, you are at liberty to do anything. We'll give you the banner you will carry into battle, of course, when the time comes. We don't want our enemies to know our strategy, do we? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please.
Am I speaking with Nnamdi Kanu?
My name is Nnamdi Kanu, not Kalu. Unanukwadi Hendi Abikun. I'm not from Abreba or Hafia. I'm from Ibeku. It's Kanu, K-A-N-U. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Victor Onoha. I'm calling from Istanbul, Turkey.
Are you part of the family in Istanbul, Turkey? Are you one of us?
Actually, I'm not, but I'm still watching the ground. I want to make
a... You are watching who? You will not speak here since you're watching. Keep watching. When you finish watching, then you go and join them. You call Radio Biafra. You are watching them. They are the ones contributing money so you can call on radio. Don't you know that? They think it's free. I want you to walk into the nearest radio station and ask them to give you 1 hour to broadcast. And then they'll tell you how much it will cost. Some idiots did that and they ran away. They couldn't afford it. You have your family members in Turkey, go and join them. They are the ones paying to make sure the whole world is listening to this very gospel. And you say you are watching them. You are somewhere you are watching. You want to call Radio Biafra and speak. And the whole world will hear your voice. But you don't want to go to family meeting. And ask, even if you don't go to meeting, you can say, I don't have time. My work is intruding. Unuwerenka anyaka. To support this effort that is happening, you won't do it. Somebody's asking us do we have weapons? Have you bought any? One bullet. The answer is no. Who then do you want to... Man, in this sense, indeed, we're open easy. Who do you want to buy the bullet then? How prepared are you? I have mercy on you people. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you.
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Ike Chukwu and the place is Omodenjo. I'm calling you from Onitsha.
Onitsha is very poor. People don't come from Onitsha. What is happening? Is it the same Wazirike issue? Why is Onitsha so lukewarm and laid back? Why? What is it?
Even I've been sanitizing people since three days. I greeted you that I have tuned and get the Radio Biafra from Onitsha. Then I went into market. I begin to sanitize people to know about Radio Biafra. Some agree, some didn't agree with me. Some take numbers because I gave them numbers 97.6. Make them call, make them tune, they will get it. Many of them, even when I tell them what you are saying and how you are giving us assurance and telling us to stop not voting, some agreed in what is happening in Nigeria. They get annoyed, they say they will listen and they will believe if they tune and hear that themselves. What I'm suggesting is,
Hold on. Is Radio Biafra on now in Onitsha or not?
It's not clear. Not every place is getting it clear.
That is not my question. My question, I'll ask you again. Is radio? Yes. Are you listening to Radio Biafra now or not? You as a person.
I'm listening to Radio Biafra, but I'm listening to it through the chat in my own house, only in telephone. You can get it clear. But if you tune it to the radio in the house, you can't get it clear.
And we have a station in Onitsha. And you are in Onitsha. People in Oka say they are getting it. Newi is getting it. And somebody is in Onitsha. And I can't. Maybe it's not meant to be there. Maybe we'll take it away from there. I don't think Onitsha people are serious about Biafra. Maybe they are part of plastic Biafra.
Please, director, what you will do is, have small, little patience. You know, Onitsha, when they are slow in catching things, and when they are catching things, then they will change. They will do wonderful things. I am the person that called you before, tell you that Onitsha is not getting FM. Then you promise to send it. You only to have a little patience for them. They will catch on, and they will spread everything. Then, in terms of referendum, you are talking. What I said there is, there is nothing like referendum in this country. The people, the outside people, Fulani, the Boko Haram Fulani people, what they are enjoying in our area, they will never allow to talk of referendum in this country. Then in Igbo, people are getting suffering too much. Things people they are doing is spending every week and hurry. Even though they said the referendum, the people that will vote against it, yeah, the people that will vote for Biafra will be great. The only problem now is try this year sanitization is getting people. People are getting listening over it. Before you know it, it will sanitize people to hear you. They will obey. They will do whatever you are saying. People are getting in listening to it. It's amazing. Nobody that hears you will not be interested in what they are saying. So I advise you, continue what you are doing. Continue sanitizing people. You will achieve what you aim, what you are doing. You will have it. We will achieve Biafra.
God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. I have a caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We are Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And humanity is listening.
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Can you hear me?
Of course I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I am the same person that called before. My name is Tochi Nwankwo. I'm calling from Sweden. I don't know if you remember.
I do. Go ahead.
Hello?
I can hear you. Nwankwo, okay, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Like I was saying before, I stayed in Alava International, and I know, even when Wazirika was doing his Biafra thing, and then when he was serious, I know how many people that are supporting him in the market, and the whole international market, Alaba International, 90% of people that is staying in that market is Igbos. And I know the only people that is not coming out for Biafra then is the people that is the few rich ones that feel like maybe they are a big man, they don't need to do this. But if 90% of the people that is staying in that market, only maybe 10% of them are the rich ones, or the so-called rich ones that are feel too big, that is not coming out. The rest of the people, all Igbos, they come out for this Biafra thing. And then I have to tell you, if that referendum go on, the only people that will not vote for, maybe likely they will not vote for Biafra, is the rich ones. And there are few. Majority carry the vote. The poor ones are so many. So, and the poor ones, there's no poor Biafran person that will not vote for Biafra. So I think they are saying something, they are saying that they are very, very wrong in that. But I'm not saying that we should go to a referendum or something, because the anger of the thing that the Yoruba people and the Hausa people do to us is still in my blood. I don't want peaceful for me. But if we actually get that, we'll win it. Because the majority of the poor ones, the poor ones are the majority. The rich ones are few. So we definitely win it. So that's what I want to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We're going to the phone line now. People are calling from everywhere. We must address them, of course, to allow them to address you as well. Yes, can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes.
This is Godwin Ndongkawzi. We're calling from Aba, the Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, what I'm trying to ask first is the Wazirike issue. Wazirike, is he supporting Biafra, or because I heard that he was demonstrating at Owerri yesterday with his men. Is he supporting Biafra? The Masom group, are they not for Biafra, or they are fighting for a different thing? I heard at the last time that he was campaigning for one, is that APC or who?
Not APC. Do you read what he is writing on newspapers at all? He said, I will vote for Jonathan. I ask Igbo people to vote for Jonathan. Even if Jonathan were to come out to contest in 2019, I will vote for him. Don't you?
Then he's still going around with the masculine men.
Of course, people are hungry. People are hungry. They give him money to distribute to poor people. That is what hunger does to people. Poverty and hunger. A hungry person cannot reason properly. That's why they say a hungry man is an angry man. If you give him one agege bread and ask him to go and pull down a building because he has seen food, who can do it? These are hungry, wretched people. You cannot be fighting for Biafra at the same time asking for the president of the country you claim you're fighting against to continue in power.
So, another thing I want to add there is, as I'm in Aba here, you know, Aba people are suffering, and somebody made mention that Aba have to demonstrate, the barrister. Aba is supposed to demonstrate, but they have used military to cut people's liver. Nobody wants to stand up anymore. Nobody wants to, can do that. Nobody wants to stand up. And it's good through this medium now. I believe we're enjoying it. I believe by God's grace, we'll achieve our aim.
Thank you very much. I am going to Skype now. One of us is on the Skype. Obi Debienu, of all persons, has joined us all the way from Los Angeles, and he's also our coordinator in that very fine city. Can you hear me? I wonder if you can hear me. Obi Debienu, can you hear me? Oh, no.
I can hear you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
I can hear you.
Go ahead.
I can hear you, Director.
Go ahead.
Okay, Director. This is Skype line. Sometimes it's funny anyway. But I just want to give my perspective on the referendum. I was listening to the discussion halfway through the night. I didn't want to jump into it. I wanted to understand what was going on, if it's a call for referendum. Referendum, or we are just saying if there's a call for referendum, if Biafrans are going to vote for it in favor of Biafra. And so I have to wait this morning to hear the details of the argument. So I'm calling in to give my perspective. Again, my name is Obi Diobienu. I'm from Idemili Local Government Area of Biafra Land, Oba, in Idemili Local Government Area of Biafra Land. I live here in Los Angeles. Director, I think, in a nutshell, I think if there's a call for a referendum today, we may not be able to get it. But on the other hand, if there's a call for a referendum and giving a little space for more information and distribution of information, Biafra will vote overwhelmingly. I had with him before said that yesterday, and I'm repeating the same thing. Biafrans will vote overwhelmingly for Biafrans to stay by themselves.
But that is not the question.
I'm saying this.
The question is the question we are asking is this.
Yeah.
If they were to call, if they were to outmaneuver us and call for, say, okay, these people, they've disturbed us so much, let's give them referendum and call referendum within weeks, say 3 or 4 weeks. You're telling me that we will not win? I mean, not the zoo to supervise it. I'm talking about United Nations supervised. Are you saying it will be rigged or that our people will not vote for Biafra? That is, I want to understand that. Are you saying they will not vote for Biafra or that it will be rigged? I want to know, please. Are you there? Obi Debienu, can you hear me? No. I don't think he can. Can he?
Honestly, I can hear you.
Go
I
ahead.
Can hear you.
Go ahead.
I can.
Go ahead.
I can hear you. Okay. I'm saying if this referendum is called to be done.
No, Obi Debienu, your line is very, very bad. Yes, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? Obi, this line is bad. He'll call us back. Yes, can you hear me? Your name and where you are.
I'm calling from Malaysia. I'm Chinedu, calling from Malaysia.
Chinedu who? What is your father's name? Chinedu, what is your father's name?
Chinedu Mwapo.
Thank you.
Chinedu Mwapo, calling from Malaysia.
Before you proceed, Chinedu, are you listening to Radio Biafra?
Yeah, I'm listening to Radio Biafra now, but it's very fancy.
My goodness, why? I don't understand.
I don't know. I just wanted to get it on top of the roof.
Are you serious?
The roof of my house, yeah.
Please, watch out you don't fall from the roof. Please, listen to Radio Biafra. Go ahead, what do you want to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to encourage you on what you are doing, and I want to tell you that the people that are saying that people will not, I mean, the other people will not support for voting on referendum. I mean, I don't know what they're saying. All people in Onitsha are here, men are vibrating. I mean, are calling for if there is anywhere it can happen. I mean, everybody, even the Reverend Fathers, the priests, everybody, pastors, they were asking if it will be possible. If it will be possible. So please, I want to encourage you, and we are sensitizing our people to begin to listen. And I want to tell you that, well,
can you hear me?
Anyway, I'm hearing you.
Thank you very much for that. It is also your responsibility to go around our nature and spread this very gospel. Thank you very much. Please be very careful. I don't want you falling down from the roof. Obidio, yes, can you hear me? Yes, thank you. Please, yes, go ahead and say what you're saying. Go ahead. Obidio, can you hear me? No. It is not working out. We're going to the phone line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down. Can you hear me? Turn your system down or you walk away from where you are. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from?
I'm calling from Aba, Enyimba City. I'm in Achikunwigwe.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Please, I want to let you know that what you are doing is what we are looking for a long, long time ago. Now, we have some pastors and parasites within us that will be throwing in bad words that can, what will send you down, that will make you get upset and stop the system. They are not the evil. Some of the pastors are hearing evil now, speaking evil. So some of them are house are speaking evil, Yoruba speaking evil, in the name of evil man. Imagine that some evil, their name appear in the voter card, while their head is a half a head.
Are you serious?
I won't ask in Lagos. So this is the problem. Now, some of the voter card of Akros River was found in the western side.
That's correct.
That was, So the problem here is that everything is being roughly used, as that is useless in the country.
That is very, very correct. And so what you're saying also stands out in very good stead. Sometimes people fake that there is something when they are not. They change their voice. Some of them are very good actors. They call here, they say something, and they just run away. You just can't call. You throw wild accusations, you run off. You wait to be cross-examined. That is why I keep saying that the English people are civilized. They will allow you to say everything you're saying. Then during cross-examination, they dismantle you piece by piece. Piece by piece. That is how to debate and reason. Can you hear me?
I can, Director.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead and finish what you were saying.
All right. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I just want to answer your question directly. Honestly, Director, if they call for referendum in 2 weeks or 3 weeks today, I think we are not going to make it.
My goodness. And
the reason why I said that is because what you're doing, the guy that called from Onitsha said, just continue doing what you're doing. And that has been my own thing in this project. Just keep doing what you're doing. It's going to take a while for this information to sink in. That's why people can call you and say they are watching. That's why people will call and say, what preparations are you doing? Are you Nandi doing? As if you are Biafra. You are Biafra by yourself. That's why a lot of fools can call in here and talk about money that you are collecting for Biafra from Igbos. And I just can't understand. That will tell you how far we are. Now, if a time is given for this referendum, I know that we will win. Biafrans will vote overwhelmingly for it. But if it's just within 3 weeks, no, it's not going to happen. I remember a few months ago, I was talking to one of us here, Ugochukwu Ofoebu, and Ugochukwu Ofoebu reminded me that sometime in the past when they abolished slavery here in the United States, do you know that there are so many slaves they wanted to rescue? When they called them to come out of their slavery, these people refused to come out because they didn't know what was going on. It's similar to our people. I mean, they refused to come out. They didn't even know that they abolished slavery. They didn't even know that they were given freedom. So it's similar to our people. I mean, you hear the truth, you're still watching. You hear the truth, you are still asking how far you are prepared. You know, what are you asking? If this relates to you, this is for all of you who are in different parts of the world suffering, just like I am. I work 8 days a week, as you may know, Director. It's not like I'm lacking nothing, but again, I am very uncomfortable here having to work 8 days a week, no rest for me. Okay, and friends all over the world should pick up this information. You don't have to stay on the sideline. You don't have to call this radio if you haven't even made a single contribution to make sure that this project continues. You don't have to do that, because when you're calling in and saying you are in support, you are giving false hope. We are looking at a lot of numbers, the volume of calls that come in every day, and yet we are still crying on getting money to furnish what we're doing. I mean, you need to quit. If you don't want to be a part of this, you need to sit down at home and listen. And I tell you, Director, there's one thing that I cherish about you. You are patient. A lot of people think you don't have patience. But I can hear a lot of calls. Every day you keep reminding them. When you call, you turn down your system, I will take your call. They keep doing the same nonsense. And I believe it's all those criminals who are trying to distract what we're doing. Imam will always tell them, listen for a while before you start calling. But I believe a lot of people want to call in just to hear their voice, and then they make their fool of themselves. Please, I'm asking you again, dear friends all over the world, you need to listen for a while so you will know what is going on in this media. I thank you so much, my brother. And all dear friends all over the world, I appreciate you guys for what you're doing. Director, just a few minutes. I just want to announce again that today, in about an hour, our meeting will commence at our usual location, which is 11033 South Crenshaw Boulevard. It's in Inglewood, 111th and Crenshaw. The meeting commences at 4 o'clock right this afternoon. So wherever you are, if you're hiding, if you have been listening to Radio Biafra, please stop watching us. Come out. Tell us what we need to do. And make your contribution so that this project will continue to go on. Thank you again, my brother. I salute you and thank you.
Thank you very much, Obidio, being one of us. A brother at arms, I would say. Thank you very much. And our Los Angeles, California coordinator, all the way from California, this very minute. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Once again, Ezekiel Amadi. I'm calling from Milton Keynes, United Kingdom.
Thank you. 2 minutes, if you may. Two minutes, please.
Okay, all right. Director, I want to define the word referendum. It is a means in which you get your freedom democratically through a democratic process.
Yeah.
But our society is not a society that welcomes referendum. So we need to get our freedom by force. And we being a freedom fighter, we is like telling your oppressors to concede territory to you by force. Because we do not want to go into a referendum with the Nigerian government. That is not in our agenda. We will tell them to concede territory to us. That's the meaning of freedom fighting. So there is a very big gap between a referendum and what we are doing. That is my own idea, Rector. Thank you very much, and have a good night.
Thank you very much, and well spoken. I have a message here from Martha. She's writing from Aba, talking about TAOG of Abia State. He owes teachers 5 years' salary, their leave allowance, for 5 years. 5 years. And they are still expecting that January salary. They have not received it for this year. 5 years' leave allowance, not paid. They went on leave. They were not paid. TAOG. She's saying, let us go and see who is going to go out to vote. Every teacher should not go out to vote. What? Who are you voting for? For what? Ndiyoshi Nandiyama. We want Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you are?
Yes. Yes, I'm Chukwuemeka Madumere. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you.
Director, there's one thing I want to chip in.
Go ahead.
You know, we...
Oh, my goodness me. Go and buy credit before you call us. Oh, and his voice sounded so nice. I wanted to hear from him. He had a very clean, crisp voice. I wanted to hear what he had to say. He sound, you know, when an intelligent person is speaking, you can tell just by the sound of their voice. I have missed him now. We have a caller on Viber. Can you hear me? The caller. Good evening. Good evening. My goodness me. Calling us on Viber from the zoo is not a good idea. It is not a good idea. Not at all, at all, at all. When you hear my voice, you begin to speak. If you don't speak, it's a problem. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, my director.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Hello, my director.
I can hear you very well. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Are you sure windy? Oh my God. When you hear my voice, continue talking. Eventually yours will come through. Do they understand that? No. My goodness. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Sofia Ogbonna. I'm calling from London. I'm in Dartford area.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to point out something concerning the referendum that has been discussed. And we might not go through with referendum because even if they decide that we'll go through referendum, I'm very confident that we will get the referendum. But if they don't give us the referendum and we get 2 million signatures, 2 million signatures, we are good to go with the Biafran document. I've made inquiries with European Union, United Nations, 2 million signatures that these people don't want to belong in this territory. They want to be indigenous and they want to rule themselves. We will be heard. Go and confirm that from anywhere.
Okay. Very interesting. We'll get there. But I'm telling you now, if you go out now to go to our people to look for votes, you will not get it from them.
It's not votes.
No, no. If you listen, if you ask them to sign, they will not sign. I'm telling you the truth. That is the only way I agree with our people, that we need to continue what we're doing for a while. Then we can get them to sign. But now, they won't sign any petition. No, I won't do Bokena Koronka. They're very, very difficult.
Then, the second thing I want to go, you know, sometimes I spoke to you about, you know, in as much as we are entrapped in that contraption, maybe we should start exercising certain rights. By, we all know how much the governors in the Biafra land are collecting.
No, listen. No, that one is pie in the sky. The place is lawless. The governor is immune from persecution.
No, it's not about persecution. It's about asking him. You see, there are certain things, there are certain moves that have to be made. The man will know that, okay, well, I can't take this move for a ride for a long time.
Listen, it is, that is what we are doing here, man. It's guns and bullets. without guns and bullets, you and nobody listens to street protest. You're so bloody what if you're protesting? They don't give a damn if you're protesting. What they need action. They need to see something to know that if they stay there, they'll be killed and they'll run away from where they are. But anything apart from guns and bullets, they will not listen. They will never ever listen to you. I'm telling you. They won't listen.
You're correct.
People protest. Nobody talks to them. They say, who is your leader? The leader will look at the students. Those students at Imo State University should be on the road destroying everything because things are bad. But yeah. they gave them plastic laptop that is not even working. That hasn't got any Windows operating system in it. And they took it and they went home. From the salary of teachers and nurses. And they are happy. They have gotten their own national cake. You must understand that people think like animals. They don't reason like, you know, to collect 2 million signatures is so easy to do. But go and try it now. They will tell you no. Nah, you not collect the kwe. You, the brain, the mentality. That is a, listen, there was something I wanted to say before. Everybody, before you be registered for any referendum, there will be a blood test, DNA. I'm telling you, I want to ask Barrister that, and Obidi Obienu, if there is a DNA test before we give you PVC to vote in the referendum, then I'm sure we'll get 100%. By that time, we weed out our brother John Diawosa. We're a munyana ni me ndi oshi. Inyona garden ose ha ha we find your kitchen. What I want was a call.
Director, you should understand that these people have systematically dealt with us. It's not now. These people have systematically damaged our psyche, damaged our sense of reasoning. We have been reduced. You've been made to believe that you need to come to Lagos to be anything in life. You need to do this. You need to go and open a shop in Sokoto. We have been systematically been damaged.
Mentally destroyed. Mentally destroyed.
Ndi arora la na ulo ahapro. Si okay ka iga mba ga chọ ihe. Jidezie di mba. Tarie arora la. Ma nshi ma jama ihe nile ihe ojo nile.
Everything evil is in our villages, honestly speaking. Our villages are bad. Very, very evil. Ekwensu were run of the Nimendu anyi. But by the grace of Chukwa Biam, we will see the light. Very, very, you will see now with the work. I like what Reginald Opara wrote through inbox. Thank you very much, my dad brother. Thank you. I love the points you made. I love what he wrote on Facebook. And I think that summarizes through inbox. That summarizes everything that we are talking about here. And this is what he had to say. I think and believe. I must read it correctly. I think and believe strongly that if there happens to be a referendum next week, the number of Biafrans in diaspora that will return to take part in the referendum will be enough to win the vote. I agree with him. Our people are stupid, but not that stupid. That's the bit I take. And I agree with Reginald Obara, who happens to be our coordinator in the DMV area, that is Maryland, is it Baltimore, Maryland, and Virginia in America. I agree with him completely and totally. We are stupid, but not that stupid. Not when there is an option, Biafra and the zoo. No, I don't think our people will go for any other option. But before then, we will set up screening centers. Testing all of them. All of them who are lying undercover, answering Onyemaechi, all this while, we then discover them and send them back to, where they come, is it Kotangora or is it Madala? Send you back to where your useless father came from to come and pregnant our women. Mad people. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Calistus Ifanichukwu Adaruo. I'm calling from London here.
Thank you.
I hail from Omnumo Amandoba. By the special grace of God, the PRO, Indigenous People of Biafra, here in London.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The man from the finest name ever. If there is any other name more beautiful than Umunumu Amandoba, you tell me. The finest name we have in Biafra land. Go ahead, please.
Director, the work you are doing is very, very marvelous because our people are going through mental liberation through the work you are doing. To be honest with you, the type of damage done in our life is immeasurable. And the people of Biafra worldwide, all of us know that without a platform like this, that we are already gone. We are finished. We are nothing. Even slaves are better than us. But thank God for the life of our director. And thank God for the life of all the people leading us in this struggle. So, my director, may the Almighty God continue to strengthen you, continue to be with you, and continue to help you until you lead us to promised land. I want also to use this opportunity to announce to our people here in London about our evangelism. This is to inform all the indigenous people of Biafra in London about our upcoming evangelism on Saturday, the 20th of March, 2015. The time for the evangelism is 12 p.m. The venue is Backing Station. Meeting point is in front of the station. Direction, depending on where you are coming from, take London Overground or London Underground District Line or Hammersmith and City Line, our National Rail, CTC, to Backing Station. Our buses, bus 5, 62, 169, 238, and 287. Contact, in case if you miss your way, or you want to hear more, or any direction about this, contact our London coordinator, Mr. Festus Anekwe, on 074-04-16-3215 or myself Calixtus on 0744-817-8394 or Uchoma Irebu on 0744-055-80177 or Uzoka, our assistant coordinator, on 0747402266000. May Chukwabiama bless all of us as we attend this evangelism. It's very, very important. Please, people here in London, dear friends here in London, the time for silent listening is over. The time for action is here and now. We don't have time. The earlier, the better. Thank you and God bless you, Director Margaret Yaebo.
Thank you very much, and remain blessed too. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. I will take one or two of your calls, and then we bring our proceedings to a close, because tomorrow morning we are reconvening. We must reconvene. Let's go to the line and see who is there. Do I have... No, I don't think I do. I don't think I do. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Izuchiku Nwosu. I'm calling from Germany.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Mr. Director, yeah, my own contribution concerning the referendum is very good, but you know the problem we have now is the zoo and the Igbo people in zoo. It will be a little bit difficult to convince them because of what Mazop, of course, in that zoo is much. Because I remember 2003, I know what will pass through with Mazop in that country. But I know with your irritation, with your talk we have been giving to us, I believe Igbo man have one spirit. But it will take time before that spirit will come together, then we go for this referendum. But the only time I'm already assuring you that with this referendum that we are going to do, we will get more, opportunity to do that. But it depends on how we talk to our people, give them the reason why we have to do this. Just you are giving us education that we have not getting so far, because a typical Igbo man do not believe in politicians. They believe in their business. Believe in their business. Mm-hmm. Because what I passed through before I leave that zoo down to Germany here. But I'm seeing here in Germany, I'm finding it difficult again to see survive, because anywhere you pass, anywhere you go, so far that stain of that zoo is in your body, my brother. It's just like a modern day slavery that we are still inside in this situation of the world. So, Mr. Director, I know, yeah, just like the other caller said, that if we can get signature, but that signature will be a very difficult one for we to do. But the only thing that I encourage you to keep on talking to us, give us that wisdom and understanding, especially those people in that zoo. I will try my best, because I've talked to my brothers, they doesn't listen to Radio Biafra, but I've spoke with them and I've talked to them, give them the reason why they have to do all these things, because I've told my younger brother in Lagos to find where Biafra family are and join them. My elder brothers, the two of them are in Navy. I've already talked to them too. Let them try to get everything, because what the problem that they have is the phone they are using is all this toy China, because China have killed that country. That's phone for them, so that they can use to communicate and go close to Radio Biafra and belong and to work together. So, Mr. Director, I'm appreciating you, and I'm praying that God will continue giving us the strength and also give you the strength to educate us and give us that knowledge that we lack to work together. And Chukwu Obioma will guide you, protect you, and give us this freedom, and you will not pass this year. Whether they like you to by force, with gun, anyhow they want it, I'm ready, because by this year, if I see my situation is not balanced here, I'm coming back to Biafra land to support you to fight, because I'm ready. I'm ready to fight, because what I passed through in Kaduna State in 2000, I will not face it again in my life again, because I'm ready to sacrifice my life because of Biafra. Thank you, and God bless you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much. And on that very, very assured note, we bring our proceedings this very evening to a close. We thank each and every one of you. Tomorrow morning, we'll be back here again, as we promise you will do every blessed day, morning and night. There are those of you who don't understand what we are doing. There are some that embody cynicism and doubt. Some of you are unbelievers. Some of you prefer to be slaves. And some of you, we are fathered by our Sa-Fulani Yoruba men. In other words, you can never ever understand Biafra. If you are a genuine Biafran, born of Biafran blood, baptized in the knowledge that Chukwu Obioma is God, circumcised on the eighth day, I'm talking about the men, after you are born, then you're a child of heaven. And that is where we say here on Radio Biafra that Biafra is not just something you do. You wake up in the morning and you do, and then that's it. To us, it is a way of life. For us, it is another means through which we worship Chukwu Obioma in heaven. Therefore, Biafra is a religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Obioma is the only name worthy of praise. And because of that, he will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Obioma will inevitably bless Biafra. I thank you very much for listening. And from me, from here, this very minute, it is simply good evening.
triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.